Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There's a nor'easter brewing. It's expected to bring snow, a lot of snow, to eastern North Carolina and Virginia's Tidewater starting tonight. Storm not expected to have much, if any, of an impact on the big cities, Washington and Philadelphia, New York and Boston. However, Cape Cod, Massachusetts could eventually get some snow out of this. And in the meantime, bitter cold is persisting across the east, and that includes in the deep south. It's a midnight deadline for a partial government shutdown looms. President Trump holding out hope it can be avoided.
Hopefully we won't have a shutdown. And we're working on that right now. I think we're getting close. The Democrats, I don't believe, want to see it either. So we'll work in a very bipartisan way, I believe, not to have a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown.
Senate leaders have been scrambling to save a bipartisan spending deal that would avert the shutdown, funding for ICE, a major stumbling block, to a final accord. President Trump has signed an executive order. It tightens the screws on a longtime U.S. foe, that communist island just 90 miles or so off Key West.
The order would impose a tariff on any goods from countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. It's seen as a move that could further cripple an island already plagued by a deepening energy crisis. The executive order would primarily put pressure on Mexico, a government that has acted as an oil lifeline for Cuba and has constantly voiced solidarity for the U.S. adversary.
And that's White House correspondent Craig Clugston. President Trump says he plans to announce his choice for Federal Reserve Chairman later this morning. Would be a successor to Jerome Powell. His term will expire in May. President Trump has harshly and repeatedly criticized Powell and his policy on interest rates. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 355 points, NASDAQ futures off 225. More on these stories, townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It just cleared to the shoulder in the last 10 minutes. Outer loop just after Route 29 in Montgomery County. So very quickly, there's a delay there from New Hampshire Avenue going by the accident scene. At one point, it was blocking two lanes on the Capitol Beltway. And the BW Parkway has a problem. Apparently, this is a broken down vehicle southbound on the parkway near Powder Mill Road. And, of course, the parkway only being two lanes south is down to one lane right now. Pretty good size backup on 295 as you're moving south through that area. We can still see the flashing lights there. Heads up downtown, water main break. You know that means ice at Guilford Avenue at Madison Street. And it looks like there may be some ice on the exit ramp from the JFX southbound onto Maryland Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. More sunshine coming our way today, but another cold one with highs in the low 20s. Turning mostly cloudy and frigid again tonight with lows nearing 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6 degrees in White Marsh and 6 degrees in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Some Baltimore area school systems remain closed today while others will open late or operate virtually due to the dangerously cold weather. Schools in Harford and Howard County will be closed and Carroll County will be on a two-hour delay. Schools in Baltimore City and Baltimore County, Anne Arundel County, and Cecil counties will offer virtual learning. Baltimore's emergency declaration remains in effect as the city continues to deal with icy conditions and freezing temperatures. Mayor Brandon Scott says snow removal efforts continue with a 24/7 excavation operation to remove snow and heavy ice from the streets. The mayor says the city has mobilized volunteers and partner organizations to help in removing the snow and ice from footpaths where needed. The Baltimore region is under a cold weather advisory until 11 o'clock this morning, and the Health Department's cold blue declaration has been extended until Sunday. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 723, the pick four, 2998. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
The America Buoyant Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. And so it begins, the Jesse Minter era in Baltimore. Press conference at Owings Mills yesterday, and at the end of it all, Minter strode out as the Ravens head coach. GM Eric DaCosta introducing the man.
Jesse's smart. He's a leader. He's got great humility. He's a problem solver. A great tactician. We've enjoyed watching his defenses play. And he started at the bottom. And now he's here.
After it was DaCosta, then Jesse Minter himself took the mic.
I'm truly honored and humbled to be here as the head football coach of the Baltimore Ravens. I want to thank Steve Bisciotti, Eric DaCosta, Ozzie Newsome, Sashi Brown, Dick Cass, and the entire organization for their trust and belief in me to lead this football team.
And then later on had this message for Ravens Nation.
To the Ravens flock, thank you. My family and I, we feel your passion and energy. We are thrilled to join the great fan base again, and we'll make you all proud.
And Minter now goes about the business of building his staff and trust with his players.
I look forward to empowering our players, the coaches that we bring in. We will create our own standards that will allow us to reach our ultimate goals together.
Much more this morning on the hiring of Jesse Minter and what it means for the future of Baltimore football. Elsewhere, Joe Brady introduced as the head coach in Buffalo, Josh Allen in attendance in a boot following foot surgery, and an FYI, Lamar was not in attendance yesterday in Owings Mills. Coming up in 30 minutes, a disappointing shootout win for the Caps. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, January 30th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. And coming on the program here this morning, Marylanders, by an overwhelming majority, want energy choice. They want to choose their own energy supplier. We got the latest polls and numbers to share with you how solar and wind are abject failures. Home and the Hammers on the ground in Minnesota, and we'll tell you what he had to say. But our top story here today, dastardly plots, schemes, and evil being strategized in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Now, you know that the governor, trying to ram his new alleged fair map redistricting bill through the state, through the Senate, and through the House as well. And he wants to be able to pick up that one seat currently occupied by Andy Harris. In fact, his so-called transparent bipartisan governor's redistricting advisory committee, They came up in a secret behind the closed door vote of 3-2 to recommend this map from that redraws the first district from Ocean City all the way into Columbia, crossing the Bay Bridge, which has already been ruled unconstitutional and illegal. But that never stops Maryland Democrats from scheming. Case in point, they know it's not going to get over in the Senate. They know Bill Ferguson has no appetite for this bill. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to inject it and strong arm it into the Constitution of the state. They want to basically put this redistricting bill as a state amendment to the Constitution. And Delegate Matt Morgan caught wind of that yesterday, and he rose before the floor, and he basically said, you can't do it because you need X amount of votes in order to put it in. But that didn't stop the Democrats from trying, at least. I think he put it off for just about a day. Here's what Delegate Morgan had to say yesterday.
This takes this map in a little bit different direction. It strikes the entire language of the constitutional amendment because I believe it has a problem under Article 3, Section 28, that the map only requires 71 votes. But this includes a constitutional amendment, which is 85 votes, and it's not, it's veto-proof by the governor. So we're rolling these two together. The sponsor's trying to use one vote to bypass the governor's constitutional check on the map. And I wouldn't want to violate the governor's constitutional map check. So with that, I believe it's very important that we take a good look at this, maybe even get an attorney general's opinion. So with that, I'd like to execute rule number 53, which is a one-day layover on this amendment.
And that was agreed to by the Speaker, Delegate Jocelyn Pena Melnick, but she did warn there will be no further layovers on this bill. So what this means is the Democrats, let me clarify and simplify, they're attempting to pass a bill that bundles a statutory map change with a constitutional amendment. Why? Because they know without changing the Maryland Constitution, their gerrymandered map will not survive a lawsuit. They know this for a fact. So let's be honest, a statute and a constitutional amendment are not the same thing. They carry different constitutional weights, but that doesn't matter. Remember all the Republicans were saying, she'll let us say our piece. This is, many Republicans are out there praising the new speaker that they are finally going to get heard, blah, blah, blah. It's just, for her, okay, that's fine. There's two ways that you get hammered. One is with a ball peen, you get bludgeoned. The other one is you get a surgical precision. That's what they're doing here. Is that she's surgically cutting the Constitution and the Republicans apart. All right, we'll talk about this in greater detail here in just a second. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes Friday morning, and it has been a week from hell from a traffic standpoint. Chuck Whitaker's got the latest. We could use a few fires here to melt things down a little bit.
We need flamethrowers on the sides of each car.
Yeah, we do.
And they just melt the stuff right off their shoulders as they're driving, But then, what do you do with the gas tank? Eat. the wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. Still crowding the right lane over near Route 29, so you'll have a delay early from that ramp at New Hampshire Avenue. And then I'm still looking at this backup on 295 southbound below Powder Mill Road. That was a broken down vehicle, and again, not much shoulder available there because of the snow accumulation on the right side. So it was a single lane, looking at the traffic here, crossing Powder Mill Road, and that is still with a heavy backup on the southbound side. Locally, we're good on the Beltway 695. Both the tunnels are clear. A couple of things downtown. There was a report of some ice on the ramp southbound JFX exiting to Maryland Avenue. And you know, if we have a water main break downtown, it's like some water on the roadway. That's going to be a skating rink in the area, Guilford Avenue and Madison, right in the downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, cold, highs in the low 20s tonight, cloudy lows around 6. Weekend will stay cloudy and cold. The storm will remain to our south, so we do not have to worry about any more of that frozen stuff. So that is good news there. The bad news is it's still going to remain cold, at least until early next week. Got in the old vehicle this morning, and it was 3.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really
it. It was 1
yeah.
where I am.
Mine said 13.
Really?
So okay. I don't know.
Maybe it's
You're further
car.
South.
I am.
Yeah.
Near the water.
Mm-hmm. Right now it is 4 in Reisterstown and 10 in Annapolis. So not much better. One liner news. The Department of Homeland Security announced they will be deploying ICE agents to the Super Bowl. And this year there's going to be an MVD, a most valuable deportee. And they're going to say, where are you going, senor? And say, I'm going to Alligator Alcatraz. Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran revealed that 6 years ago, when she turned 70, she pranked her friends by staging her own funeral, and she lay dead in a coffin for 10 minutes to kick off the party.
Oh.
Some party, huh?
Yeah. That's like some. I don't know how anybody could do that.
She put the fun in funeral.
Yes.
New book,
it's a terrible coffin.
Yes, it is. New book called The Real Shakespeare. This is controversial. Claims that the iconic playwright William Shakespeare was just a pen name, and it was actually a black Jewish woman.
I hate when they do that.
What?
Yep.
They do that with Bach, too, with his music. They say somebody else wrote it.
Well, it might be true because Lady Macbeth apparently sounds like a cross between the nanny and Maxine Waters.
Oh. There you go.
Tony Dokopol is once again in hot water. This is the new CBS Evening News anchor. This time for interviewing his own mother on CBS Evening News during a segment on parenting. That's some journalistic credibility.
There you go.
What
during
research?
The entire time, she sat there and said, now remember, you got to eat your vegetables. And of course, he did. There's a new bar in Japan that caters to people who are thinking about quitting their jobs, and the drinks are free.
How is that achieved?
Yeah. Well, if you can drink for free at a bar, what's the point of even having a job?
Right.
It's true.
Yeah, exactly. Happy birthday today to Phil Collins. He turns 75. Big drummer, Phil Collins. Big drummer, and again, he's in ill health right now, and
he's in bad shape.
He's in very bad shape, just want a happy birthday to Phil. You know, when Peter Gabriel left Genesis, they auditioned for a lead singer, but in studio rehearsals, Phil sounded so good singing, they decided just to make him the lead singer of Genesis.
Never knew that.
Yeah, and he went on later to his own solo career, producing himself and other artists like Frida and Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire, you just heard. But his drums were always part of the highlight. Yesterday we played a little bit of the Springsteen song, and I started saying, it sounds like a song. I can't remember what song it is.
Is it one of the birds or something?
Well, let me play a little bit of Springsteen. I think we found the answer. Here's the new Springsteen song, The Streets of Minneapolis.
Through the winter's ice and cold,
on my own
down Nicollet Avenue, a city of flame, fought fire and ice, beneath an occupier's boots.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of guesses. We got Handle Me With Care, Traveling Wilburys, Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp, Eve of Destruction, Barry McGuire. It sounds a lot like those 60s hippie protest songs. Michelle came to me and she goes, you know, it sounds a lot like a Dylan song. And then, boom, the flashbulb went off and I said, I think I know which one. This is Bob Dylan, Desolation Row.
They're selling postcards of the hanging.
Wow.
They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlors filled with sailors. The circus is in town.
So what do you think? I mean, I think
it's blatant.
I think it's pretty darn close.
A big time. Yeah. How you got that good
as
call?
Soon as Bruce Springsteen started going.
Right.
Oh yeah, when he starts doing it. That is.
That was it.
Springsteen can't even come up with his own protest song. He's got to steal it from Robert W. Zimmerman, who, by the way, is from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that can't be a coincidence. I think that had to be done on purpose. By Springsteen, right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Bob Dylan's from Minnesota. Yeah.
I wonder if he asked Bob Dylan if he
Does he have the right to? Did he pay him whatever?
Yeah. Well, maybe he did. Maybe we don't know. We don't know.
But you got to get
something.
Because
a lot of people do covers of Bob Dylan songs.
Yeah,
I mean,
they do.
A ton of them.
Normally, you got to get permission in order to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's a good point. And thanks for the suggestion there, Michelle.
Welcome.
All right. Yeah. Chuck Roffin right here. We're seeing a couple, you know, again, imagine just not being able to listen to music or hear loved ones' voices, your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, whatever the case may be, or your favorite radio show, television show. And that could be a problem. It could be earwax, which is an easy solution, or maybe there's something else that's going on there. And we all know that as we age, there's going to be some kind of hearing loss in most cases. And you want to make sure that you address that sooner rather than later. And there's no better place to go than Audiology Associates. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle, empathetic approach to your hearing issues, no matter what they might be. 10 different locations to serve you through the Baltimore metro area, and they helped my wife out when she was going through some tinnitus, and they did a little hearing test on her. And it's good to have a baseline measurement as to where your hearing is now, and then if you're having some hearing issues, then you can pretty much pick those up. And we do know that untreated hearing loss as we age can lead to dementia and other problems as well. So get your hearing checked out today. Audiology Associates, AAIAudiology.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
By the way, Pa says it reminds him of the Dylan song that the Birds eventually would do, My Back Pages. It was also covered by Marshall Crenshaw later on. And it's similar. They're all very, very similar.
They all sound alike.
Yeah, they're all that 60s kind of protest, hippy-dippy type stuff. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Speaking of hippies and dippies, Chuck Whitaker standing by.
Let me just say to Bruce, in the old days of vaudeville, they would say, get a piece of fat and slide off. So that's what I would suggest.
Thank you, sir.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
southbound VW Parkway. Still slow. Broken down vehicle after Powder Mill Road. It's moving a little better, but it's still backed up as you're coming down from 198 from 197 and you're heading south on the parkway. The broken down vehicle was in the right lane. Did a little more investigating on this water leak. Apparently there's a water leak at the top of the hill, St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue, up there around Mount Royal Avenue. And from there, of course, everything goes downhill. So the water is running downhill and eventually kind of pooling up there at Guilford Avenue, Madison Street. That's going to be a problem downtown because all of that will eventually turn into ice. They'll try to figure out exactly where it's coming from, but it looks like at the top of the hill up around Mount Royal Avenue. We'll let you know as soon as we get that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A question, sir. Does water run or does it flow?
I don't know, Mr. Case. That's too
early. It's just it's a physics thing, you know. We're just trying to be as 100% accurate as possible.
All right. So let's just say it.
When they say that, it's not just you, but people say, you know, your water's running.
Yeah.
You know, okay. But is it running or is it flowing?
It's running and flowing.
Okay.
Let's just say that. You give me a headache already.
At 6:25. Thank you, sir.
It's Fox, a pleasure to say goodbye to you, Ms. Casey.
Fox 45, Weather Authority forecast. Again, cold, sunny today in the low 20s. Tonight, cloudy with lows around 6. That's where we are right now. Columbia 6, Owings Mills is 5. And we're talking about the latest procedural motion, the latest strong-arm tactic by the dominant, supermajority-led Democrats. And look, I applaud Delegate Morgan for getting up, but all he really accomplishes is a one-day layover here. If they want to do this, they could. And let me tell you what the difference is. As I said, the Democrats now on this redistricting bill, because they know Bill Ferguson is opposed to it over in the Senate. And why is he opposed to it? Because he thinks it's going to get overturned into a lawsuit, and the courts may then draw two different seats. Maybe CD6, maybe CD1 would be Republican seats. So maybe Republicans actually pick up a seat. So that's why Ferguson is opposed to it. And this would remove his objection. If they put something in the state constitution, it's already the law of the land. It cannot, you can't sue to remove it. Here's the issue, though. As the Democrats attempt to pass this bill that bundles the statutory map change with a constitutional amendment, they know that without changing the Maryland Constitution, this will not survive a lawsuit. So here's the math on this. A map change, which is a statute, requires only 71 votes and is subject to the governor's veto. Well, we all know it's a veto-proof majority in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. So the chances are, through statute, you survive. But you don't survive a lawsuit. So it goes to court. All right? A constitutional amendment, however, requires 85 votes, and that is veto-proof. The governor can't veto that. So I don't know where they're picking up 85 votes, but who knows. By log-rolling these two issues together, the sponsors are attempting to use a single veto-proof vote to push through a map that should be subject to the governor's constitutional check. You cannot apply an 85-vote threshold to a 71-vote statute in one legislative vehicle, to my knowledge. It would it violates the separate bill mandate of Article 14 in the Maryland State Constitution. It is unconstitutional. But remember, this is the same party that enshrined abortion into the Maryland State Constitution. So they will do anything. It's evil. It's demonic. This is when you're that drunk on power. Remember, was it the old saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely? That's exactly what's happening here in the state of Maryland. When you have unchecked, unbridled Democrats who really, the Republicans can only mount basically a meek little vocal protest to get a one-day lay. And I'm not criticizing Delegate Morgan. He did the right thing. Absolutely did the right thing. But this is what happens. This is what Larry Hogan left us. He left us neutered, okay? He basically castrated the Maryland GOP. And this is the reason why we don't have as much fight as much firepower as we should. And again, that's why we should be out there. And I don't know where the leadership is in the Maryland GOP right now. The Harrises and Hogan and Hershey and the rest of them. We should be fighting like dogs to get five Senate seats or however many it takes to be able to sustain a veto. To make sure that we can stop their ability to override the governor's veto. So there you have it. 6:29, traffic and weather on the threes coming up in just a second, along with Maggie Hunter's news headlines. But I want to remind you that Town Appliance is just wonderful when it comes to, it doesn't matter what kind of appliance you're looking for. They've got everything there. They've got 70 different brands, refrigerators, ovens, outdoor grills, washers, dryers, dishwashers. They've got microwaves. They've got wall refrigerators. They've got single refrigerators. They've got retro refrigerators there in different pastel colors. It's an incredible showroom. I would advise you to go in there, check them out. They've got 5-star service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Tell Mayor or Mayor, both mayors, that I sent you in. It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Some Baltimore area school systems remain closed today, while others will open late or operate virtually due to the dangerously cold weather. Schools in Harford and Howard County will be closed, and Carroll County will be on a 2-hour delay. Schools in Baltimore City and Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Cecil County will offer virtual learning. The Maryland Senate has advanced a pair of bills related to ICE operations in the state. Senate Bill 1 would limit when law enforcement officers can cover their faces during immigration operations. Senate Bill 245 would ban counties from entering into 287G agreements that allow local jails to screen inmates to find out if they're wanted by ICE and contact federal authorities if they are. Democrats support the measure, saying they will protect the public from federal overreach, while Republicans say the bills would compromise public safety. The Maryland Attorney General's Office has released a report on the investigations of police-involved fatalities from January 1, 2025 until December 31st of last year. The Independent Investigations Division's report presents case information for 21 investigations, including key statistical data and an examination of the role mental health plays in the cases. During the same year, the IID released 24 investigative reports in cases the Attorney General declined to prosecute. Each report detailed the investigative findings, a factual review, and legal analysis. And Baltimore's emergency declaration remains in effect as the city continues to deal with icy conditions and freezing temperatures. Mayor Brandon Scott says snow removal efforts continue with a 24/7 excavation operation to remove snow and heavy ice from the streets. The mayor says the city has mobilized volunteers and partner organizations to help in removing the snow and ice from footpaths where needed. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
There's a new report of a wreck downtown. Be careful right around Dr. King at Franklin Street over on the west side of downtown. We'll check on that. Appears to be minor right now. Both the tunnels are still running okay. No early delays. Most of the traffic southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and along 895. The big delay this morning has been on the BW Parkway. They had a broken down vehicle there for a long time on the right side of the roadway southbound on 295 with delays as you're still crossing at Powder Mill Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. More sunshine coming our way today, but another cold one with highs in the low 20s. Turning mostly cloudy and frigid again tonight with lows nearing 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:35 is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. So getting down to business now with Jesse Minter, the Ravens head coach, meeting the media for the first time yesterday, and the conversation eventually turned to where it matters most, and that is the roster. What does Jesse Minter see overall on the 53?
But it takes being together, and it takes being committed to us to doing things a certain way to achieve the results that we want to achieve.
And we had a little bit of miscommunication there, but what he was saying was that the roster overall is terrific, well constructed, but in order for it to succeed, the roster needs to play together, especially on defense. What are Minter's plans for a guy like Kyle Hamilton?
Kyle is a weapon. He is a positionless defensive player that I would classify as a weapon on defense. And so as much as you can do to get a guy like Kyle near the point of attack, I think is what you try to do as a designer, play caller.
And it's interesting because Minter worked with Derwin James in Los Angeles, an all-pro himself, and a weapon similar to Hamilton. And then the $64,000 question, Lamar Jackson. How do you get the most out of the two-time MVP that has no Super Bowl rings?
Lamar and I have had multiple conversations. It's been great. It's been great to get to know him. I think relationships take time. And so you don't become the head coach of the Ravens and expect to have a deep relationship with anybody.
To the ice we go last night, where the Caps closed out a rough road trip with a disappointing shootout win in Detroit.
DeBrincat rims it around. Ben Bowles in front. Where is it? In! Score! We are tied!
Ken Daniels with the call on the FanDuel Sports Network. This was an unbelievable goal by Alex DeBrincat with 53 seconds to play. He rimmed it around the boards, and somehow it got past Charlie Lindgren in goal. It actually bounced off the goalkeeper into the net, tying the game at 3. The Caps would go on to salvage a point. They would win it 4-3 in a shootout. And finally, in Miami, Baltimore native and 3-belt champion Gervonta Davis out on bail after being arrested on assault and kidnapping charges of his former girlfriend yesterday. His lawyer claims Davis is the victim here and will explain it all when it comes to court. The time now is 6:36 when we return. Impressions of Jesse Minter.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
You know, you're not going to get really deep in an initial press conference in front of all the media. But there are some things, though, that came out yesterday with Jesse Minter, which I think were interesting. Number one, he has a very, very deep knowledge of the Ravens roster.
Mm-hmm.
He was here. He was obviously not all the players are here,
right,
that were here when he was here. But he knows the culture. He knows what they want to try to get done in Baltimore and how they want to do it. And he is part of that. He's part of the Harbaugh tree.
Yeah.
And the Harbaugh legacy was here for 18 years. So he's very well versed in the roster. There's a lot of similarities between the Chargers and the Ravens, the way they run things. There's a lot of back and forth between employees. I mean, Joe Ortiz is now the player personnel director over in Los Angeles. He was here in Baltimore for many years. So there's a lot of similarities. So my point is, he's going to hit the ground running here in Baltimore because he already has a head start. I think he's going to have a terrific relationship with the players. I think the locker room is going to respect him. And I think this is a good change for Baltimore.
Speaking of respect, wouldn't it be a sign of respect for the starting quarterback to attend the introductory press conference?
I mean, this is an issue, in my opinion. It's a leadership issue. and he should have been here.
Yeah.
You know, and also Bisciotti actually kind of called him out in his own press conference by saying, hey, Lamar, if you want to be part of the process, then be part of the process.
Yeah.
Get on the plane and come to Miami and interview. He didn't do that. He zoomed in.
Certainly don't want to get the reputation of being a coach killer, which can happen to some quarterbacks.
It can, and he's only willing to go, apparently right now, so far in his leadership, you know, when it comes to off-the-field stuff.
Right.
Leader on the field, definitely, his performance.
Yeah.
But that's not at all, you know.
Yeah, well, people see things like that, and they just, you know, it does create some division and resentment, I think, in the locker room. So we'll see.
You're a quarterback of one of the best teams in the NFL. You make $75 million a year, or whatever he makes.
Right.
You should have been there.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. 410 WCBM 680, our number, 1-800 WCBM 680. Let's take a call. Rob in Baltimore. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Sean. I just want to, you know, I've listened to you, and I'm just, I don't understand where you got a Republican or two, you know, in Annapolis, and where are the rest of them not, you know, screaming out for this redistricting thing for, you know, Andy Harris is, you know, he's my congressman. I voted for him. And they're trying to take him out. And it's like, you know, Sean, I've had enough of it. It's just...
Well, Andy Harris, to be fair, has spoken up, and he did say that we'll see in court. So he has obviously spoken out because it's his seat that's going to be affected here. So he did speak out. But the point is, there should be a unified front. Every single Republican... in the House and the Senate, anybody that has anything to do with the Maryland GOP should be a united front. They should be holding press conferences dragging media attention to all of this and saying that this is just an unprecedented abuse of power attempt by the Democrats. But, you know, again, when you've been beaten down for so long, you get a complex. And I think that's what's going on right now with the Maryland GOP.
Yeah, where's Bob Ehrlich at? Yeah, and you know, Larry Hogan, like you said, you know, where are they at speaking out about this? It's just, you know, Sean, I'm tired of, you know, I'm paying high rent,
yeah,
gas and electric, you know, car payments and everything. It's like, you know, and then they want to fund the illegals, you know, give them free cash assistance, food stamps. I'm getting sick of this. It's just going all over. It's going over.
Well, either Marylanders will send a message this fall that they have had enough, or they'll go the way of California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts at all, and this will become a permanent socialist-style state, which those other states are. So it's very sad. Rob, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. I feel your pain. Tom Holman delivered the pain, and in a nice way. I mean, it's again, he's an alpha male. He's very emphatic, but he's got a good negotiation strategy and tactic. Yesterday, he went to Minnesota, held a press conference after he met with Tampon Tim and Jacob Small Fry, and said they've been able to reach an agreement.
Sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for criminals and endangers the residents of the community. To be clear, we did not agree with Minnesota state and local officials that they would be involved in immigration enforcement. I didn't ask them to be immigration officers. I'm asking them to be cops working with the cops to help us take criminal aliens off the street. What we did agree upon is not to release public safety arrests back in the community, and they could be lawfully transferred to ICE. I'll speak more about that. I will highlight that the Minnesota State Prison System under the Department of Corrections have been honoring ICE detainers. And we appreciate that important collaboration, and we're going to expand upon that. That decision has made Minnesota safer.
Yeah, and that's basically they're going to draw down some of their force because they're now the county jails, the state prisons are going to cooperate with ICE and hand over the criminals already in custody instead of having to go through the communities. But Holman did say one thing that was interesting. He said he believed that nobody's perfect and some mistakes were made here.
That said, I'm not here because the federal government has carried its mission out perfectly. First thing I said to senior staff when I walked in here, this is what I told you earlier. I didn't come here looking for photo ops or headlines. I come here looking for solutions. I do not want to hear that everything's been done here has been perfect. Nothing's ever perfect. Anything to be improved on. And what we've been working on is making this operation safer, more efficient, by the book. The mission is going to improve because of the changes we're making internally. No agency or organization is perfect. President Trump and I, along with others in the administration, have recognized that certain improvements could and should be made. That's exactly what I'm doing here.
Yeah, and like following protocols. I think one of the mistakes they made, knowing that MPD wasn't going to cooperate with ICE, knowing that it takes 16 ICE agents per one perp in a community versus one or two ICE agents in a jail for one perp. I mean, the numbers, I think, weren't there, number one. Number two, Bovina's a Border Patrol guy and not an urban policing guy. So, nice guy. I think he's very good at Border Patrol, but he was a fish out of water in the Little Mogadishu. And I don't know who made that decision, whether it was Kristi Noem, whether it was Todd Lyons, or whether it was somebody else. But that decision, I think, is what he's referring to when mistakes were made. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, once again, Whiskey Nuts Johnson is here.
All is well through Annapolis. Beautiful sunrise again this morning. If you're heading east from Sandy Point towards Kent Island, beautiful sky right now. Eastbound traffic westbound is clear. No issues today around the Severn River Bridge and the ramp at Ritchie Highway. All of that is open. We had a little snow removal there yesterday. All of that is good. I-97 southbound is clear with only some minor buildups right around Route 32. Still running just fine all the way down the hill towards the ramp at Route 50. The Beltway locally is good. Again today, skies are clear. Later on, the sun will be a factor south and eastbound through the area, so keep your sunglasses ready for that. BW Parkway still hurting. We had a broken down vehicle almost an hour ago now, southbound after Powder Mill Road, and that slowing is still there. They're not up to speed yet on the parkway. Very heavy traffic southbound, and keep in mind, if you're downtown, some water is flowing. Water is flowing.
I'll tell you, you're a quick learner. You're a quick study.
Listen, I graduated sixth grade. What do you want from me? Water is flowing and coagulating. There's a word for
Whoa.
You.
Ow!
St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue, Guilford Avenue, Madison Street. Just be prepared. There may be some ice in the downtown area. That wreck downtown at Dr. King at Franklin Street on the west side. I'm Flowing Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Better than Flowing Johnson. Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast.
It's too cold to do that.
Sunny but cold today. Highs only in the low 20s, as you know by now. Cloudy lows around 6 tonight. Weekend will stay cloudy, cold, but no storm. It's going to stay to our south. And we have officially dodged the bullet there, and that is good news. Right now it's 5 in Ellicott City, 5 in Pikesville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I want to buy 8 hot dogs, but no one sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12 hot dog buns. So I end up paying for 4 buns I don't need because some big shot over at the Wiener Company got together with some big shot over at the Bun Company and decided to rip off the American public.
Yeah,
it's true.
Big shot. Billy Joel song. Mm-hmm. By the way, today's National Croissant Day.
Yeah, I can't say croissant. Oh, my God.
How would you pronounce croissant in Balmorese, Maggie?
Crashy.
Crescent roll.
Croissant. Croissant might be good.
Croissant point.
Oh, Macron. How would Macron say?
Croissant.
Oh, Macron.
Yeah. You like croissants? Like anything on a croissant?
Butter, like a breakfast croissant? Fat
egg and cheese.
Thing.
Egg
oh,
and cheese?
Yeah. Yeah. Jelly.
Good stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. Papa John's tested a new protein crust pizza. There we go. Protein is going crazy now. So you got a 55-gram protein with the meats.
Whoa.
And cheeses. And then the veggie, which has 49 grams of protein as well. So.
We'll be walking around all muscular.
We'll be like all bulked up. But my thing is, what is this protein? It's just called protein pack, like the cereals and everything else. What? How do they? It just scares me.
Well, the meats and cheeses already have natural protein.
Oh, sure, but pizza crust?
Maybe they're putting meat in your cereal.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Don't you put meat in everything?
Meat checks.
Excuse me?
Meat
checks.
Oh, my.
I like that.
Wait a minute, get this ready.
Oreo and Marvel are releasing color-changing cookies. No thanks. There's got to be chemicals or something in there.
There's got to be adverse effects to your digestive tract. That is bizarre.
Yeah. No thanks. Color-changing cookies. Hey, if you love chocolate donuts, I got a great deal for you. Krispy Kreme has now announced the 2026 Krispy Kreme Hershey's Choco-Mania Collection. It's now through this Sunday.
Just through this
Listen
Sunday.
To these. New chocolate cheesecake donut. The new chocolate chip cookie donut. The new chocolate party donut.
Party donut.
And the new Hershey's chocolate original glazed donut. It's a glazed donut that's glazed with Hershey's chocolate. So
there you go.
If you love chocolate donuts, Hershey's right now through Sunday.
All right.
Krispy Kreme. And Shake Shack is introducing the new True Love Shake.
Oh, do that again.
Comes with a little bobblehead of Barry White, you know? The True Love Shake features vanilla frozen custard blended with strawberry puree, poured into a cup lined with crackable dark chocolate shell, and then the shake is topped off with chocolate whipped cream and strawberry curls.
Strawberry curls.
Yes. I don't know her. She was
the
first.
Yeah, you know she's the dance in front of you.
Surfing Betty's Burger Bar now is opening up another location. They're originally in Ocean City and in Bethany Beach. Now going to be on 127th Street in Ocean City. So that's a Surfing
right in the middle, yeah.
Betty's Burger Bar. And Cracker Barrel, good news for Cracker Barrel. They chose to open up in Annapolis. Again, this is the latest Cracker Barrel edition, Annapolis Restaurant Park. They said they chose to open. This is their second location in Arundel County. I think the first one's on Route 50, right beyond the bridge there, if I'm not mistaken.
There's one off of Nursery Road.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's probably Queen Anne's then, the one I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Queen Anne's. Mm-hmm. This is the sixth on Nursery Road. Look at Michelle knowing where the Cracker Barrel is in Anne Arundel County.
I've only been there a few times, but I like it. I like the store.
I like the gift shop.
Yeah, the gift shop's best.
Yeah.
Get all that teaberry gum and all that old stuff.
Like, IQ testers. You know.
Charles chips.
I was in Cracker Barrel once, and I saw Chuck Whitaker's suspenders. It was an amazing event. It really was.
Hanging on the wall.
I was caught on a hook coming out of the bathroom. I couldn't do anything.
You kept bouncing back.
Yes. My feet were off the floor.
Those are some strong suspenders, let me tell you.
I have a quick update, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead, sir.
Since we're doing Barry White. Eat that donut. It's the hardest day of my life.
I made love.
Yeah.
I missed you, baby. where was I? Oh, southbound BW Parkway. Broken down vehicle is cleared at Powder Mill Road. Yeah. Getting back to normal.
The sad part about it, he's going to go home and do that to Debbie all day today.
Right. I was going to say, you guys keep doing that. I'm just going
to
stay in here.
What time is
I'm getting paid for this, too.
Oh, baby.
Do that traffic.
All right, Chuck's in a couple, 651.
Bye.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. He's got all sorts of programs to help sell your home. The biggest one is the database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. That's why Vinny is so successful at what he does. And the other is there's the Fix Your Home Fixer Upper. So Fix It to Sell, as we call it. That's where if you don't feel like making the repairs to your home, they'll do it for you. They'll deal with all the contractors, fix what needs to be fixed, and then they'll subtract whatever the cost was at settlement. There's the trade your home in program, just like you would trade your car in for a new car. And there's the sell your home, stay in your home program, where you can sell it and stay in it for up to 12 months. Vinny's got all the details, and the best thing about it is once you agree on asking price and time frame, then you sign on the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. If it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, Vinny buys it from you and pays you in cash. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or you can visit him at vinnysteo.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Retirement. It's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Dan says, in a text into the studio this morning, what if the protein is bugs? Yeah, I might be in the tricks. After all, never mind. It's an old joke. We've got the latest on traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's old Flowing Johnson.
You know, that buddy became a pimp, that little bunny. He said, tricks are now $50.
Oh, man.
Oh,
all right, Chuck, okay. What's happening out there this morning?
The BW Parkway is recovering nicely now that broken down vehicle. I can't get that out of my mind. South of Powder Mill Road, been gone, so it's a little better now south of 198. No issues at all on the Beltway right now. JFX are clear, Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. We're definitely wide open right now. Good to go with the lanes open southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. You know the drill by now. It's bitterly cold and will be for at least the next several days. Low 20s for the high today. Lows around 6 tonight. The weekend stays cloudy, cold, but that storm we were looking at remains to our south, so no snow in the Baltimore metro area whatsoever. Right now, 4 degrees in Reisterstown, and it is 7 in the Severn. And just want to play a couple more Home Invites and we'll get to this energy thing. So the agreement is you hand over the bad guys, the criminal illegal aliens, to us in jailhouses, and then we can draw down some of our forces.
So if we get these agreements in place, it means less agents on the street. More agents in the jail means less agents in the street. This is common sense cooperation that allows to draw down on the number of people we have here. Yes, I said it. Draw down the number of people here. Because we have the efficiency and safety of the jails and the prison. Matter of fact, I have staff from CBP and from ICE working on a draw down plan. What does that look like based on the cooperation? What does that look like based on how many targets we have left to find?
I want to point out, had Tampon Tim, Jacob Small Fry, Keith Ellison, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan et al., had they done this in the beginning, Renee Good would be alive and Alex Pretty would be alive. Okay? We've seen all sorts of ICE arrests in Texas. We've seen it in New Orleans. We've seen it in Memphis and other jurisdictions without any of the fatalities. So it's a shame. And one more message from Holman saying, look, we're just doing our jobs, and that's a job that you basically have entrusted with us by statute, by legislation. He goes, if you want to change it, then you have to do it at the congressional level.
If you want certain laws reformed, then take it up with Congress. Again, ICE is making this up. They're enforcing laws enacted by Congress and signed by a president. The same laws have been on the books for the last 6 presidents I worked for.
And Maryland has not learned from Minnesota. They're going to kill the 287G cooperation in the 8 jurisdictions here in Maryland, and we're going to see the same thing. We're going to see ICE agents dispatched in waves here in Maryland. I hope and pray nothing bad happens, but you're asking for trouble, Maryland lawmakers. I don't know what happened to common sense. Apparently, you failed it.
Right, and Sheriff Gaylor said the same thing last week.
Yes, he did. Sheriff Gaylor, Sheriff Luce, and Montgomery, Comico County, Sheriff Jenkins, all of them have been on this program. By the way, new poll out, Retail Energy Supply Association finds 77% of Maryland voters support retail energy choice. 70, that's 3/4 of Maryland. We were talking about that. Our choice was taken away from both of us, Michelle.
Exactly.
Nearly half of Maryland voters say they're less likely to support a candidate who opposes consumer energy choice. Are you listening, Ed Hale Sr., John Myrick, and the rest of you Republicans? Marylanders want energy choice. Hammer it home. Now, for this recent stretch of cold weather, I have this, the official statistics on how we're meeting the peak demand. This is from PJM, the nation's largest grid operator. Thermal and nuclear generation dominated the dispatch stack. As the bitter cold conditions arrived, natural gas provided 43% of the all-power generation. Coal contributed 23%. So that's a total of 66% going to fossil fuels. Some of it went nuclear. Let me give you what the wind and solar did. 3 to 4% of the total fuel mix for power went wind and solar. So it's painfully obvious that that's not going to be enough to meet the needs of the power of the state. So for all you green agenda types, it's fine to want alternative. I would be looking into fusion, cold fusion. I think that's the future. We don't have it now. With the wind and solar can't meet our needs now. All right? If it weren't for the nuclear and the thermal and the natural gas and the coal, we'd be freezing our butts off. And you Democrats know it. But you're just so reluctant to give up power and control. Because once communism and socialism and Marxism has been proven to fail, everywhere else you had to come up with something new to scare people with. And that is climate change alarmism. Shame on you. It just really is. And now, of course, they've already admitted failure. Oh, you're going to get your big rebate. You're going to get $40 off one of your bills. Your bill's going to go up by $200-$300, but you get $40 twice a year. Thanks for nothing. Just, it is sad. It really is. All right, Best of Casey and Company, available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Freeman. Coming up next, Mayor Scott has the most expensive ride in the state of Maryland. We'll tell you about that. We have our MAGA movement update, and the Democrats and GOP have cut a deal to avoid the government slowdown. We'll tell you what's in it in a moment. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Here we go again. Unless Congress strikes a deal with the White House on funding for the Department of Homeland Security, most of the federal government might shut down at midnight this evening. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says this is nothing more than political posturing because Congress already passed ICE funding, so-called Big Beautiful Bill, last year.
We sent it over to the Senate, and now, you know, some Senate Democrats, in my view, are trying to play games with this. They're trying to tie what's happened in Minneapolis with the appropriations process, and it's not a credible argument. They say they want reforms in Department of Homeland Security. Well, fine, let's talk about that. But what they're forgetting to note, and the important thing, is that the funding for the Immigration Customs and Enforcement, ICE enforcement, has already been provided.
Speaker Johnson appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. The entire interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Eastern Carolina is bracing for another wintry blast. Snow and high winds expected to arrive as early as tonight. Arctic cold continues holding the east in its icy grip. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says time to be a good neighbor.
The National Weather Service is forecasting another weekend of extremely cold temperatures. The state of Mississippi encourages all of you to please continue to check on family, on friends, and neighbors.
Because cold of this magnitude can be life-threatening. His choice of Fed chairman to be announced today by President Trump. Back to court today for accused healthcare CEO assassin Luigi Mangione. A judge could decide whether to take the death penalty off the table. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 188 points. NASDAQ futures off 153 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Is your dog a picky eater, scratching all the time, eating grass, or licking their paws until they're raw? If so, your dog's trying to tell you something. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here, and you may not know what your dog means, but I do. They're trying to tell you that his digestive tract is in distress. He needs live probiotics and enzymes, and guess what? You can't get that from kibble. It's not in there. The good news is you don't have to change his food to improve his health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's America's number one nutritional dog supplement for a reason. With live vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, enzymes, and probiotics, just sprinkle it on your dog's food and watch them come back to life. More energy, shinier coat, better digestion, all in 90 days or less. Want a happier, healthier dog? I'll send you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code PICKY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Discount code PICKY. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at you live on the JFX and right here at the City County line. All is well. No problems from Ruxton Road. Again, there was a report of some water on the roadway downtown that started up at the top of the hill around Mount Royal Avenue at St. Paul Street and Maryland Avenue. And some of that traffic was going downhill with some of the ice towards Guilford Avenue and Madison Street. So I just want to give you a heads up. You're going to be downtown early. Beltway is still clear. In the next half an hour to 45 minutes, bright sunshine will be a factor for the traffic moving south and east through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. More sunshine coming our way today, but another cold one with highs in the low 20s. Turning mostly cloudy and frigid again tonight with lows nearing 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8 degrees in Parkville and 2 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Some Baltimore area school systems remain closed today, while others will open late or operate virtually due to the dangerously cold weather. Schools in Harford and Howard County will be closed, and Carroll County will be on a two-hour delay. Schools in Baltimore City and Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Cecil counties will offer virtual learning. Baltimore's emergency declaration remains in effect as the city continues to deal with icy conditions and freezing temperatures. The mayor says snow removal efforts continue with a 24/7 excavation operation to remove snow and heavy ice from the streets. The mayor says the city has mobilized volunteers and partner organizations to help in removing the snow and ice from footpaths where needed. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 723. The pick 4, 2998. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. One of the big questions that Jesse Minter answered yesterday at his opening press conference, will the former defensive coordinator call the defensive plays in Baltimore? We are having some problems here. We will tell you that the answer was yes. Jesse Minter will call the plays in Baltimore, and it will not impact or affect his decision. That decision won't impact his ability to control the roster. One thing we also learned about Jesse Minter yesterday was that he's a diplomat, adept at dodging the question. The question was posed on that defense. What areas does he need that could use improvement? And Jesse said that he doesn't want to dive into that just yet. He will at a future time and come up with the answer. Elsewhere in the NFL, Josh Allen showed up at Joe Brady's press conference in Buffalo yesterday wearing a boot, revealing he had foot surgery after the loss to Denver in the AFC playoffs. Red Wings star Patrick Kane set a record for American-born NHL players last night by recording his 1,375th point. It happened in the Red Wings 4-3 shootout loss to the Caps in Detroit. The previous record holder was the great Mike Modano. And finally, Brooks Koepka got a warm reception at Torrey Pines South Course as he made his first start on the PGA Tour since 2022. The 5-time major winner carded a 1-over-par 73 and ended the day in a tie for 101st. Coming up in 30 minutes, another baseball insider says Framber Valdez is on his way to Baltimore. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros?
being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Drusel. If you missed the first hour, boy, you missed a doozy. We told you about how Maryland Democrats are trying to strong-arm this redistricting bill into the Maryland State Constitution. And the home and the hammer was on the ground in the little Mogadishu, and Marylanders now want energy choice. And the Republicans have a great opportunity. This is a golden moment to seize on this. Top stories this hour, the Maryland Democrat effort to amend SB 245 has failed. That's the termination of the ICE program. Democrats and Republicans have reached a deal to avoid the government slowdown. We'll tell you how they did that. But our top story this hour has involved Mayor Scott. Fox 45 Spotlight on Maryland has done a great job at going after this story, which clearly to me is a sign of. I'm saying not just Democrats, but there are some people that they self-aggrandize. You know, they think they're more important than they actually are. And I think Mayor Scott is one of those individuals. Why else would you need nearly $275,000 worth of vehicles? He's got a $163,000 SUV and a backup that's about $100,000, a Ford, Expedition. Mayor Scott's taxpayer-funded SUV is, without a doubt, the most expensive executive vehicle in Maryland, outpacing every other top elected leader by tens of thousands of dollars, according to records obtained by Spotlight on Maryland. The other day at the press conference, Spotlight on Maryland's Tessa Bentulin confronted the mayor, and to say he was not happy is understating the whole thing.
You guys are dragging this thing out and also not including all the facts.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got all the facts. We got all the facts for you, Mr. Mayor. But then it got insulting. It made me think I protested too much when you start calling people names and lashing out at a stupid press conference. All you got to do is answer the questions. Why are you getting so hot under the skin, under the collar? And here you went after Fox 45 and Tessa.
So, again, I want to ask you the same question. How do you justify the cost of this vehicle?
We'll just stop you right there. We get it. We understand that your station has this severe right-wing effort underway.
Yeah. So, again, you're dragging this out. You're right-wing. But wait, it gets much, much worse.
This is ridiculous. Let it go.
Then you didn't answer the question. How do you justify the cost of this to the taxpayers of Baltimore, the people who live here?
And your racist slant.
Now you're racist.
Stop it.
Now, here comes the black card. Here comes the race card. That's the only thing Mayor Scott knows how to play. Okay? Our colleague Kim Clayson, she said he should have gotten media lessons a long time ago. Whatever lessons he got, if he got them, they've worn off. You know, when you attack the media like the way he's doing, and have you ever noticed he doesn't go after men? He goes after women.
That's true.
And I got to tell you, but wait, he's not finished, because she was asking about, you know, questions. These are quite, now you may not like the questions. You may think that they're a waste of time, but just, you can answer them honestly. But no, he goes into attack mode.
A vehicle that was purchased in 2023 is not the same price as 2025, right? You have to understand that reality. When you look at, I'm talking, you can, let me talk, please. We heard your question. You've asked the same idiotic question now for 3 months.
So,
nice PR.
You're dragging things out. You're a right-wing
mouthpiece.
You're racist. And now you're an idiot. We can do better, Baltimore. We really can. This guy's not fit for the job. He's not suitable for the job. And here's the point. Why do you need so much armor on your SUV when you're proclaiming the city's now so safe? Crime is down. He keeps telling the rest of us that the crime rates have fallen to all-time lows, historic lows. Well, why the hell do you need an up-armored $160,000 SUV if it's so damn safe out there? Just incredible. You know, for that kind of money, he ought to stick a damn blade on the front of it and go plow some streets. Because people are still suffering and can't get out. They can't dig out. So put a blade on it. You drive it around and go plow some streets. Do something useful for once instead of taking up space and wasting air. Wow. All right. Well, we're going to get into the facts. He's fact challenged on this in just a second. 7:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Take a pill. Relax.
All right.
Have a drink of water.
I'm channeling everybody's inner angst.
How about some nice flowing water?
I'll have to send you a video of somebody sent me about the ice and the shoveling. And I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's a song. I am blanking tired of this blank. And it's sung over and over and over again.
I'm sure. We talked about this water leaking and moving from the top of the hill, from like Mount Royal Avenue and St. Paul Street, Guilford Avenue, through those areas. Maybe this is attributing to some of this problem. Now, JFX southbound, there's a report of an accident as you come around the curve from Guilford Avenue and you're heading down to the overpass there at Orleans Street. There's a report of an accident there in the bottom end of the expressway. And again, there could be some ice. We had water reported. A lot of water main breaks now, and they're just popping up everywhere. So any place a little water leak shows up across the roadway could become a skating rink very quickly. And this report now of an accident southbound as you're coming around the curve on the bottom end of the expressway and then into downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny but cold today in the low 20s for the high. Pretty much the same for tonight, single digits down to 6. Tomorrow, cloudy cold storm, however, remains to our south, so we don't have to worry about that. An extreme cold watch and storm watches, maybe Ocean City. Right now, 17. They're mostly sunny and 6 degrees in downtown Baltimore. And it is time now for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Last night was the opening night of the new film Melania, all about our First Lady, and it opened up nationwide. There was a premiere showing at the Kennedy Center where Melania talked about this film, which basically just follows her around after the second election victory and sees what the First Lady was, what she does on a daily basis.
This is a very special evening, an incredible historic moment. It's an honor to be in Washington, D.C., among so many friends.
Yeah, and the Trump derangement syndrome now is affecting Melania as well. L.A. Bus ads promoting the movie have been defaced with Hitler mustaches on Melania. So these people are just, they're all deranged. There's a pandemic going on right now. Mental illness abounds by a lot in the Democrat Party. President Trump talked about his wife and First Lady and the new film.
She's a very serious person, very, very brilliant person, actually, and speaks many languages, but that's the least of it. She's doing a great job. She's very popular. The people of the country really love her.
As to the shutdown that was averted at the second last night.
We've gotten along very well. We're working on trying to get it to stay open, and we'll see what happens. It's in the process.
There's going to be a new Fed chair nomination announced today, according to President Trump.
I'll be announcing the Fed chair tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and that we hear is going to be Kevin Warsh. Kevin Warsh will be the new nominee for Fed chair. And as to the plight of Cuba, they're down because of the blockade to the last 15 to 20 million barrels of oil. And things, the noose is tightening on Cuba.
Off Cuba?
The word choke off is awfully tough. Cuba is a failing nation, and you have to feel badly for Cuba. They've
treated people very badly. We have a lot of Cuban Americans who really were treated very badly, and they'd probably like to go back. And no, I'm not trying to, but it looks like it's something that's just not going to be able to survive. I think Cuba will not be able to survive.
Yeah, I agree. And again, that's the security of our hemisphere, includes Venezuela, includes Cuba. And as to the Ukraine-Russia war, he says he's asked Putin to cease fire for 1 week because of extreme cold and weather conditions there for soldiers fighting. And they're apparently pretty close. They're down to one last issue to come to agreement on. So they're getting very, very close on that. President Trump filed a $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS for leaking his tax returns. That's a no-no. He's also threatening Canada with a 50% tariffs on all aircraft and says he's decertifying Canadian planes in response to Canada's refusal to certify our Gulfstream jets here in the good old U.S. of A. President Trump also, as we said, Kevin Warsh. By the way, U.S. Steel, this is a great story. U.S. Steel production surpasses Japan for the first time since 1999 as a result of the tariff. So U.S. Steel is on its way, bouncing back as well. And, of course, Tom Holman, as you know, has been dispatched to Minnesota, held a press conference yesterday. And it looks like he is going to right the ship in Little Mogadishu, as he's now getting cooperation from Walls, from Fry. Even though they're going to say things different publicly, look at the actions. Actions will speak louder than words, because they're going to have to, you know, virtual signal to their radical left-wing base in Minnesota. But I think you're going to see a lot less of a footprint. And then finally, there's that video that has now come out, and it's confirmed that Alex Pretty was hostile. He was violent. He was angry, in which he is seen spitting on a ICE vehicle and then kicking its taillight out. And then there's a lot more to this individual's background that needs to be examined, that is for sure. And that's the way it was, 376 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, at 7:21, more on the mayor's $163,000 SUV, and he tries desperately to spin in every which way he can, and he met his match in Tessa Bentulin in Spotlight on Maryland in Fox 45. We'll have that just a second for you right here on Casey and Company.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's in Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Yeah, you want to know an example of how nefarious the Democrats and the BGE are in this state because they're kind of linked together because of obviously lobbying efforts, things of that nature. The $40 rebate that we're going to get, okay, you know where that comes from? And Marty reminded me of this when he texted in this morning. There's an Empower fee on our electric bill, and that is they're taking money from us. And then they're returning that money in the form of a rebate and pretending that this is some kind of gift from the Maryland Democrats, folks. It is just, it is insidious. It really is. And one of these days, this state and the voters will have enough of this kind of corruption. And this is not representation. This is just power-mad, power-hungry politicians who will do anything to tax us and misspend our money. 7:23 traffic weather on the threes. Once again with the update, we've got the king of all traffic here, Flowing Johnson.
Yes, and back to the BW Parkway. Just checking again around Powder Mill Road. We had a big backup there earlier. All of that is recovered. Both sides of the parkway are clear. There's a new problem in Prince George's County. They're not saying it's a wreck, but it could be. It's blocking the ramp from southbound I-95 onto 198. So we'll try to clarify that. But right now they're saying, excuse me a second, they're saying that ramp is closed from 95 south onto 198. So we're trying to get exactly what's going on there. Bottom end of the JFX. Again, there's a wreck here as you're coming around the curve from Guilford Avenue. The Orleans Street Viaduct goes overhead there. This wreck is very close to that on the bottom end of the expressway. Baltimore County just went out to report of an accident. Might be a pedestrian hit at York Road at Stevenson Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is like Groundhog Day all over again. Sunny, bitterly cold, low 20s today, down around 6 tonight. Tomorrow and the weekend, cloudy and cold. Storm remains to our south. That's the best part of the forecast. No more snow and or ice for the next several days, because you never know in Maryland. Wait 5 minutes, the weather changes. It's 8 degrees in our state capital of Annapolis. It's 5 in Ellicott City. Mayor Scott really hot under the collar as Tessa Bentulin and the Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45, getting under his skin over this overpriced SUV. $163,000. His backup is a $100,000 Ford Expedition. That's the second most expensive vehicle. I'm sorry, third. The commissioner, police commissioner Richard Worley, has a $108,000 SUV. So it's the third most, his backup. So he basically said, nah, you're not taking into account inflation. So you guys, you right-wing media racist idiots at Fox 45 aren't taking into account inflation. Well, Tesla went back and looked at it. And no vehicle price older than a 2025 model that was run through an inflation calculator even reached $100,000, except for his Ford Expedition. Uh-oh. Got that one wrong. Then he started to argue, well, you know, the base prices. You can't get an SUV under $90,000 to $100,000.
Base price of SUVs now are, as you know, between $90,000 and $100,000.
Well, Spotlight of Maryland checked. Six 2025 model SUVs assigned to Maryland executives cost less than $90,000, with the exception of, guess who? Boy Wonder's vehicle. The base price of Scott's Jeep Grand Wagoneer, purchased with taxpayer funds, was $98,700. Okay, that was the base price. So he's wrong on inflation. He's wrong on base price. And then he tries to argue, well, you know, I need it because it's a police vehicle.
You're talking about a police vehicle with police equipment on it, added on top of that vehicle. It's very simple. When you look at these are not astronomical costs.
They're not? I mean, I can't imagine for 1 second what he thinks is astronomical. Maybe he would like a Bentley or a Rolls Royce or something even. Maybe he wants an M1A1 Abrams tank.
The Aston Martin, the little.
Yeah, just amazing.
I wonder what bubble they live in.
Yeah, well,
I wish I could be
again,
in a bubble.
It's one party dominance. When you have this kind of arrogance, you feel like you can get away with anything and everything, and that's why he lashed out. Right wing, racist, idiotic question.
She hit a sensitive spot, yep.
Yeah, she did. She hit a nerve. So here are your top five vehicles. And again, every other county executive, every other leader in the state of Maryland, they range between $50,000 and $75,000 vehicles. Okay? I think $75,000 is a bit much, but again, some of these vehicles are expensive today. Number one is Mayor Scott at $163,000. Number two, Police Commissioner Richard Worley has $108,000. I understand a cop because cops are always in the crosshairs. Okay? I understand that. But even his isn't as expensive as the mayor's. And then the mayor comes in at with his backup, a Ford Expedition, at $99,000. So that's $262,000 worth of vehicles just for the mayor to get around town. Okay? And it's a city he says is now safe. So I don't even know why you bothered with all the up armor and you really need the lights on them and everything. I guess if you were stuck in traffic, you didn't feel like sitting in traffic, you could, you know, turn on the lights and get there faster. You know, maybe go through the drive-through faster. Ivan Bates. Ivan Bates has a $87,000 police vehicle. He is a prosecutor, and they're frequently targets. The governor's $82,000. So the governor's way down the list. On number five on the list, again, Mayor Scott. Remember now, Governor Moore, he's the head of the state, and Brandon Scott's the head of the city. Double the price. So this is all about vanity. It's all about Brandon Scott says, I can because of who I am. 829, Tim Kyle Electric. They are just the best when it comes to electric wiring, interior, exterior, landscaping, you name it. And then, of course, HVAC. Right now, it's really getting taxed. Our systems are really getting put to the test here in this stretch of extreme cold weather. So hopefully your system is holding out. If it's not, if you suspect it may be on the fritz or on its way out, call Tim, 410-876-9404. They'll come out, inspect it, do any kind of repair, change the filters, whatever it needs, 410-876-9404. Or you can check them out at timkylecompany.com. It is 7:30. Time for more news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Some Baltimore area school systems remain closed today, while others will open late or operate virtually due to the dangerously cold weather. Schools in Harford and Howard County will be closed, and Carroll County will be on a two-hour delay. Schools in Baltimore City and Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Cecil counties will offer virtual learning. Baltimore's emergency declaration remains in effect as the city continues to deal with icy conditions and freezing temperatures. Mayor Brandon Scott says snow removal efforts continue with a 24/7 excavation operation to remove snow and heavy ice from the streets. The mayor says the city has mobilized volunteers and partner organizations to help in removing the snow and ice from footpaths where needed. The Baltimore region is under a cold weather advisory until 11 this morning, and the Health Department's Code Blue declaration has been extended until Sunday. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in a hit-and-run crash that killed a pedestrian in Sparrows Point Tuesday morning. 40-year-old Angel Tenizaca is facing multiple charges in the accident that claimed the life of 19-year-old Todd Hines in the 5200 block of North Point Boulevard. Police spotted Tenizaka's pickup shortly after the crash, and he was taken into custody. And the Maryland Senate has advanced a pair of bills related to ICE operations in the state. Senate Bill 1 would limit when law enforcement officers can cover their faces during immigration operations. Senate Bill 245 would ban counties from entering into agreements that allow local jails to screen inmates to find out if they're wanted by ICE and contact federal authorities if they are. Democrats support the measures, saying they will protect the public from federal overreach, while Republicans say the bills would compromise public safety. And the Maryland Attorney General's Office has released a report on the investigations of police-involved fatalities from January 1, 2025 until December 31st of last year. 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile.
It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's all good through Annapolis right now. We're looking at I-97 southbound at Route 32. Very soon, the sun is going to be a factor there for the traffic southbound right after Route 32. And with the snow glare, that's going to be a problem. But everybody else is okay. The area around Oceanic Drive and through there is running fine. The main span of the Bay Bridge is clear, both east and westbound. Bottom end of the JFX, watch for the accident after the Guilford Avenue ramp, and that accident in Prince George's County is exactly what it is. It's blocking the ramp from southbound I-95 onto the westbound lanes of Route 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. More sunshine coming our way today, but another cold one with highs in the low 20s. Turning mostly cloudy and frigid again tonight with lows nearing 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Biggest reason John Harbaugh isn't here anymore is his inability to advance in the playoffs. Only one championship game appearance despite 7 full seasons with Lamar. The question posed to Jesse Minter yesterday was, how does he plan to get over that hump? And the answer was, because setting standards and doing all the work necessary to get to that moment and then performing the best that you can in that moment. Baseball news, another top baseball insider opining on free agent pitcher Framber Valdez landing spot. Yesterday, it was former Major League Baseball GM and baseball insider Jim Bowden. Today, it's former Mets GM Steve Phillips on the MLB Network saying that he would be shocked if Valdez doesn't sign in Baltimore. The only holdup, by the way, is that Valdez is still looking for more money and more years, but it's not to come from any team in the major leagues. Should college athletes, now that they're getting paid, be classified as employees of their school? U.S. Senator Ted Cruz not in favor of that. The Texas Republican, who holds a key position in advancing NCAA legislation as chair of the Senate Commerce Committee, told ESPN in an interview that irreparable harm would be caused to college sports if that happened. College athletes would then have a future avenue for collective bargaining, which would require them to be employees, and that would effectively end collegiate sports. The attorney for Baltimore-born boxer Gervonta Davis says the three-belt champion is the actual victim after making bail yesterday. Davis was arrested on charges of assault and kidnapping his former girlfriend from a strip club in Miami. Davis has a history of legal issues, with many of the cases filed against him being dropped. In 2023, Davis was sentenced to 3 years of probation and a 90-day house arrest following a hit-and-run case in Baltimore. That was in the Inner Harbor, actually, in his Lamborghini. It was unclear how Davis' arrest in Florida would affect his probation in Maryland. On the ice last night in Detroit, it was Patrick Kane scoring his 1,375th point, becoming the highest-scoring NHL player from the U.S. Mike Modano had the record before, but the Caps end up with the win last night in a shootout, 4-3, the final in Detroit. The time now is 7:36. When we return, the number one reason why youth athletic coaches resign.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So this is according to a national survey that was released yesterday by the U.S. Center for Safe Sport. Most of America's youth sport coaches are feeling burned out and fed up with what, Sean, do you think?
Parents.
Yes.
Absolutely true.
As a former coach, I can identify with that.
42% of the respondents said the number one reason that they are fed up is because of verbal abuse and harassment from parents of athletes. They create tension. They instill distrust, according to the respondents. They are worse than their children. Wow. I mean, I'm not shocked, actually.
Well, but I recently saw the brawl of 8-year-olds at Giant Arena up in Hershey.
Right.
And on the ice. That's a lack of parenting.
Other reasons for coaches' disaffection include retirement and challenges within the organizations, but by far the number one was the parents.
I got news for you. The officials, too, have had it with the parents as well.
So what to do about it? I mean, can you do anything about this?
Yeah. All you can do is anybody that misbehaves.
Ban them.
The ban from the league, ban from the field, ban from, you know, it's sad, but, you know, that's the message that has to be sent to both parent and child.
How about this? How about not only banning the parent, but does the child get banned? In other words, if a parent wants their children to play, and then the child is not allowed to play anymore, is that the deterrent?
I just have a problem with, holding a child responsible for parents' behavior. They're adults. They should know better.
Yeah, but
if the child is acting on behalf of the parent, and then I think you make a good case on that. Mm. For, like, I think all of those kids that brawled in that ice hockey, every single one of them should be banned.
I agree.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:38. Senator Mark Warner is a deep stater from the get-go. He's the vice chairman of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. He is, in his position, also a member of the Intel Community Oversight Group known as the Gang of Eight. Senator Mark Warner's fingerprints are all over the attempted coup against President Trump, against Carter Page, against so many during the first Trump term, he is deep stater all the way. And he took over for Senator Difi, who was compromised by a Chinese spy as her chauffeur and others as well. So he is not to be trusted. But one thing he's very upset over is, remember we told you about the FBI going into Fulton County yesterday, the election records? Finally, after 6 years, I think we're going to hold people accountable. Well, he's upset because the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, was there, and he voiced his opposition.
Yesterday, the Trump administration, in a move that should scare the hell out of all of us, went to seize election materials from the 2020 election that Donald Trump lost in Fulton County, Georgia. What does this mean for the fall? And what should particularly concern us is, guess who showed up at this FBI raid? The Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard has nothing to do with election security. Tulsi Gabbard has even been in charge of dismantling what was called the Foreign Malign Influence Center to try to make sure foreign countries don't interfere in our elections. This complete Trump loyalist somehow popping up on an FBI raid? What the heck was she doing? We got to stand up and step up against ICE. We also got to stand up and step up to protect our elections coming this year.
Well, then you'll vote for the SAVE Act, I'm sure. Which we'll see if he votes for it, if he wants to. But here's the point. The point is that Director of National Intelligence does have concern if a foreign entity or foreign actor or foreign country interfered in said election. That's why Tulsi Gabbard was there. That's why he's sweating bullets. That's why he's soiling himself, making these kinds of public statements. Because this is no coincidence that right after Maduro goes down, and by the way, before him it was Hugo Chavez, that there, remember Smartmatic and all that stuff with the Dominion machines? Well, Venezuela was right at the heart of all of that. And so right after that, now all of a sudden we get these subpoenas for Fulton County, Georgia. And I think this is just tip of the iceberg. So he's very concerned, let's put it that way. Don't be surprised if Senator Warner, as the heat gets turned up in the kitchen, he might decide to exit stage left at some point to avoid any kind of prosecution. President Trump said Tulsi's doing a great job.
She's working very hard trying to keep the election safe, and she's done a very good job. And they, as you know, they got into the votes and they signed judge's order in Georgia, and you see some interesting things happening. They've been trying to get there for a long time.
In case you didn't hear it, she's working very hard on trying to keep the election safe, and she's done a very good job. And they, as you know, they got into the votes. You've got a signed judge's order in Georgia, and you're going to see some interesting things happening. They've been trying to get there for a long time. Yeah, that's right, 6 years. So you have the deputy director of the FBI, Andrew Bailey, was there. Tulsi Gabbard was there. That tells me that there was some level of foreign interference connection in that. And those materials sought in the Fulton County FBI warrant have been revealed. And I think it's a difficult road that lies ahead for the Fulton County officials themselves, so they may also be in deep legal trouble, as they say. All right, if you want to join us here with Choose Your Fake News, we'll open up the phone lines here. You can reserve your spot, become a part of the panel here, and you can match wits with Maggie and Michelle and with Flowing Johnson. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. 743, traffic and... It just kind of rolls right off the tongue.
It just flows right out.
Yes, it does.
Like most of the other crap on there, whatever.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
I brought to you as a service to Bernie's Automotive. There was a report. We just came back down here to look of an accident westbound coming off the Bay Bridge near Oceanic Drive. And I'm looking. There's some activity on the right side of the roadway right there at Sandy Point. But I don't think it's going to be a big deal. It looks like we're coming right straight off the bridge and over towards St. Margaret's and eventually over towards Baydale Drive. So whatever it was is far enough off to the right. Not going to be a problem. New wreck reported. This might be a brand new spot here. Just came in. BW Parkway southbound around 197 for a new wreck just going into Prince George's County. But I looked at the camera at 197, and I'm not seeing a backup there yet. So we'll keep an eye on that. The accident that was blocking the ramp from I-95 southbound onto 198, that's now cleared. That ramp is back open. Bottom end of the JFX, watch for the accident coming around the curve after Guilford Avenue, and that traffic going up towards Towson this morning. An accident there was a report of a pedestrian hit at York Road at Stevenson Lane. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle, so stop by and let Bernie check everything. Batteries, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, starters, he can check it all. Right there at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be bone-chilling cold. Once again, brutally cold today. Low 20s. Tonight, cloudy lows around 6. The weekend will stay cloudy but continued cold. But the good news is that storm, we were keeping an eye on that nor'easter, going to stay to our south and off the coast. So we dodged a bullet there, that's for sure. Right now, it's, speaking of the coast, 17 in Ocean City and 6 in Parkville. Time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today is Chuck in Columbia. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're doing fine, sir. Thank you. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Third.
Third. All right.
Very good.
Good luck to you.
Chuck's around, so welcome, Chuck.
Yeah. We might have back-to-back Chucks here. Story one. A man jumped into the Charles River in Boston to protest ICE and their existence in Massachusetts. The 57-year-old man is now on life support after suffering severe hypothermia. Story two, the international architectural firm has submitted a proposal to redesign Washington Dulles International Airport. The new plan would create a terminal named after President Donald J. Trump at Dulles. In my side note here, RFK Jr. believes that Dulles was responsible for his father's killing. Mm-hmm. Story three, Netflix is a new dating show where contestants don't reveal their ages to each other. It's called Age of Attraction. Contestants range from 22 to 59. Will things get creepy? Well, stay tuned. Story one, man protesting ICE jumps into the Charles, now on life support. Story two, Donald J. Trump terminal at Dulles Airport. Or story three, Age of Attraction. All right, we'll start with Chuck Whitaker.
Well, I believe that Dulles was probably involved in something, but I'm going to go with that.
All right. So that is story number two. And Michelle?
I'm going to go with two as well.
Michelle goes for two. Chuck in Columbia?
I really love the logic of the other Chuck there with you, but I'm going to go for number three.
All right, Chuck from Columbia goes number three, and Maggie.
I'm going with number three as well.
Maggie goes for number three.
Chief Special.
Yes, I am.
All right.
I know you are, baby.
Oh, Chuck, do the Barry White thing again.
You would be eligible for that show.
All right, sweetheart.
Oh!
You call me any time today.
It doesn't matter what you say. When he talks like that, nothing else matters.
It's the hardest day of my life.
Yeah, baby.
Let's just kiss. Say goodbye.
That wasn't Barry White.
I know it wasn't. I'm familiar. I'm familiar. But it sounded good.
It did sound good. All right. Nobody wants the story. Number one, man jumps into the Charles protesting ICE. That's our fake news story the day. Sorry about that, Chuck. Thanks for listening, playing the game. This is day number two that you have been bamboozled and hoodwinked by the
I'm just shocked. That sounds like
MC
something
and,
one of them would do. Right.
So he fell in an ice hole?
Yes. A big one.
Oh, dear.
It was the largest ice hole outside of Florida.
All right, I'll give you that one. You run with it. You're going home
give
now.
I'm going to take it. You don't have to
feel
give me.
Feel proud when you get home. Tell your wife. Tell your wife Whitaker's proud of
you. Uncle Chucky.
Thank you, Chuckles. Appreciate
All
that.
Right. I'll see you later.
All right,
bye,
baby.
Honey.
7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Senate has struck a deal to fund the government averting a shutdown. Senate Democrats, Republicans agree. Here's what they do. We had six appropriations bills. So five of them, they already have enough votes. They'll pass those. The other one, they're splitting off the funding for DHS, which is ICE. Okay? They're going to split that off. And Republicans wanted a six-week continuing resolution. The Democrats agreed to a two-week resolution. So the government will stay open. Except now there's going to be this big knockdown, drag-out debate over funding DHS. It's not just ICE, but it's all of DHS. So there's a lot of things being funded by DHS. There's going to be a fascinating debate. So 2 weeks they'll have to negotiate this thing, and we'll see where it goes. So the president is happy that they reached a deal, and he said that hopefully they can both Republicans and Democrats will give us a very much needed bipartisan yes vote. And, of course, they've given us something. I'm not sure what it's going to be down the road, but DHS funding watch out in 2 weeks. So we avoid a government shutdown in the short term, but the ongoing battle continues. And I guess the big reason why the Republicans caved on this is that, you know, they've got to get this economy humming again in time for the midterms. And Democrats know that. That's why they have been able to have some kind of leverage there. So stay tuned, folks. We'll see what happens. 7:50 coming up next. We'll take a look at the Maryland Democrat. Her effort to amend SB 245 went down in flames yesterday because her colleagues, well, they hate ICE so much they just wouldn't. Where do you hear the reason why the exemption that she was asking for, which I thought was common sense? That's coming up in just a second here on KC and Company.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. When a strategy may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Traffic on Talk Radio 680 WCBM is brought to you by Real Estate Made Easy with the Toner Team.
Our show is goofy, like NPR's Car Talk, but about real estate. Dream come true or hellish nightmare? You decide. Real Estate Made Easy, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim on the latest on the redistricting maps. Coming up at 8:37 this morning, we've got Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House and tells we review the week in Annapolis, which is just, it gets more insane each and every day. So I just got this update. I don't know if Chuck has or not, but I'll share it with him. One of our listeners said there's a water main break now at Old Hartford Road in Putty Hill. The road is flooding and it is icy. So get you caught. I don't know if you heard that, Chuck, or not. Chuck, he probably already has it, but I just want to make sure you got the notice.
There's so many coming in.
Yeah.
Almost every 10, 15 minutes, something else. So let me write that down, put that up here with that list. There was also one earlier towards downtown with a lot of water in the roadway. So be prepared. Any place there's a water leak, there's going to be ice. I'm just looking at this ramp from the inner loop of the Beltway to go south on the VW Parkway. It looks like somebody took the ramp and dropped snow all over the beginning of the ramp. So right there, as you're coming off the Beltway at a high speed, then you take that ramp. Looks like it could be a little bit slick, and I've seen some cars slowing down through there. They had water on the roadway earlier around downtown St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue, and then we had the wreck on the JFX at the bottom end after the Guilford Avenue ramp. The new wreck is reported southbound on the VW Parkway just inside the Prince George's County line. So if you're moving south of Route 32, pick up some brake lights now in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is sunny and cold, bitterly cold today. Highs in the low 20s again. Good news is no storm this weekend. Right now it's cloudy, 13 in Stevensville and 7 in Glen Burnie. Number of folks weighing in on Mayor Scott and his ride here this morning. I wanted to share some of those with you here in text form. This is from John. Sean with Abrams Tank. Scott could clear and plow the roads. You may be on to something. Yeah, he'd finally be useful. Steve says, can Scott say Prius? Why does he need a police vehicle? Doesn't he care about climate change? That's a great point. Thank you so much. Michael says, the mayor of BS is a clown. It's a one-man circus, is what we have there. So, very interesting. Don says, when are the Republicans going to wise up and get rid of the filibuster? That is a great question, Don, because you know Democrats, when they get back in, if they get back in, hopefully that never happens, but they're going to do it. They are going to do it. They're going to do a couple things. They're going to get rid of the filibuster. They are then going to pack the Supreme Court. Okay? I'm telling you, if we don't take preemptive action now, we're going to be hit hard, especially when Trump leaves office, because unfortunately, we don't have any other alpha males that can lead the party right now that are America First. There are some that, you know, are still learning. I think J.D. Vance is an apprentice, but I don't think he's ready yet. And then there's Marco Rubio, which, you know, of course, was it the old Rubio or the new Rubio? So again, who's going to lead going forward? That is the question. So as you know, the House Democrats have already passed the bill to end ICE contracts. That is now, they're expecting a full floor vote on that. It came out of committee, then expecting the full floor vote, and there's such animosity to ICE, and it'll pass over in the Senate as well. Bill Ferguson put a post up on the on X yesterday, said, the pin I'll be wearing today in Annapolis after we have our first floor debate on Senate Bill 1, that's the unmasking bill, 245, which is the end the ICE agreement bill. And here's the pin. It says, citizenship now, immigrants are welcome here. Okay? And notice how they say immigrants. And in immigrants, when Democrats say immigrants, they mean legal and illegal immigrants. Okay? There is a term, a legal term, in our federal government, in the U.S. Code, that says illegal aliens. These are the people that cross into our country illegally without proper documentation. But Bill Ferguson has never met an illegal alien he doesn't like. Okay, so this is Democrats going above and beyond to protect violent criminals. How do I know this? Because Harford County Delegate Mary James Delaney introduced an amendment to the End ICE Agreement. They wanted to exempt working with ICE when it comes to violent criminals and felons. She just wanted to create that one exemption that it's okay for jails and so on and so forth to work with ICE if it involves a violent criminal or a felon. Here's Mary James Delaney.
I have a sheriff who I have enormous respect for who's been running a 287 jail-based program. I'm impressed with how it's run. I've met the ICE agents who work with them. They are nothing like the people that I'm seeing on the screen, in the streets. They act nothing like it.
Yeah. And, well, how dare you try to approach something with common sense in the Maryland General Insane Asylum? Don't you know this is a pro-criminal, pro-illegal alien body? Senator Will Smith reminded her of that.
We need to just get out of this business, you know, right now.
Yeah. This is the guy that unleashed juveniles on throughout Maryland, and now he's doing the same for illegal aliens. So there you have it. Democrats wouldn't even exempt working with ICE when it came to violent criminal illegals in jailhouses. So I'm telling you right now, if you think Minnesota is bad, wait to the end of this session and you'll find out just how far Maryland has fallen. I hate to say it, but it is true. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. And now's the time when we find people, I saw all sorts of wrecks, you know, coming in over the last week or so. People hitting ice patches, going into guardrails, drifting into cars and hitting cars in tight areas. I saw snow plows, too, hitting people. So you never know. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury do require serious legal representation. That is why I highly recommend the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. 410-363-6848, toll free 1-800-782-7203, online maflaw.com, and there's nobody better. Top 10 personal injury law firms for the last several years, and again, they put your recovery is priority number one. You don't have to worry about anything else except for getting better, getting back to work, back to your family, back to running your business, all the other important priorities in your life. So don't remember the name. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman. All right, coming up next, we'll talk with the Baltimore Sun reporter about the latest on the redistricting bill. Delegate Nino Maggioni goes on the House a little bit later on. And still to come, more evidence of deranged Democrats in that pandemic.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Kevin Warsh is the man. The former Federal Reserve governor is President Trump's choice to succeed Jerome Powell as Fed chairman when Powell's term expires in May. Mr. Trump has accused Powell of being far too slow in cutting interest rates. Warsh is a Hoover Institution Fellow and a lecturer at the Sanford Graduate School of Business. The Senate fails to pass government funding bills amid concern over the Trump administration's immigration enforcement in Minneapolis.
Seven Republicans joined Democrats in blocking legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. It was a test vote as negotiations continue on demands that ICE be reformed after two fatal shootings in Minneapolis. Senators are racing to meet a Friday midnight deadline to approve funding. Ahead of the test vote, President Trump said the two sides were discussing a possible solution and said we don't want a shutdown. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another wave of dangerous Arctic cold is barreling toward the south.
Experts say the risk of hypothermia heightens for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee. Both those states are entering their sixth day trapped at home without power and sub-freezing temperatures. The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens this Friday night. Forecasters also say temperatures will drop in cities like Nashville.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, the coastal Carolinas, Virginia's Tidewater bracing for a nor'easter. It's expected to bring lots of snow and high winds starting as early as tonight. After nearly 2 years of a closure, Israel says it will reopen Gaza's border crossing with Egypt in both directions over the weekend. On Wall Street, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 205 points, NASDAQ futures off 153 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Is your dog a picky eater, scratching all the time, eating grass, or licking their paws until they're raw? If so, your dog's trying to tell you something. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here, and you may not know what your dog means, but I do. They're trying to tell you that his digestive tract is in distress. He needs live probiotics and enzymes, and guess what? You can't get that from kibble. It's not in there. The good news is, you don't have to change his food to improve his health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's America's number one nutritional dog supplement for a reason. With live vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, enzymes, and probiotics, just sprinkle it on your dog's food and watch him come back to life. More energy, shinier coat, better digestion, all in 90 days or less. Want a happier, healthier dog? I'll send you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code PICKY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Discount code PICKY. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The West Side Outer Loop had a brief delay and a couple of vehicles stopped on the right shoulder. They just pulled out southbound on the Beltway, the Outer Loop, as you move south of I-70. So they're gone, but right as you get to the top of that ramp at Route 40, that sunshine is right there. So it's slowing us up just a bit, and that's the one slow pocket with the sun glare and the snow and everything else over on the west side. New water main break, one of many, this one at Old Hartford Road at Putty Hill. And you know, if it's putting out the water, pretty soon it's going to be ice. So be prepared for that up on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. More sunshine coming our way today, but another cold one with highs in the low 20s. Turning mostly cloudy and frigid again tonight with lows nearing 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 4 degrees in Pikesville and 6 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Some Baltimore area school systems remain closed today, while others will open late or operate virtually due to the dangerously cold weather. Schools in Harford and Howard County will be closed, and Carroll County will be on a two-hour delay. Schools in Baltimore City and Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Cecil counties will offer virtual learning. And Fox 45 reports that Baltimore County Public Schools, already funded by half of the county's budget, is under scrutiny as lawmakers consider a proposal to allow the county's inspector general to oversee its operations. Last year, administrators requested a 21.7% increase in funding, prompting concerns about financial oversight. And police have arrested a suspect in a hit-and-run crash that killed a pedestrian in Sparrows Point Tuesday morning. 40-year-old Angel Tenizaka is facing multiple charges in the accident that claimed the life of 19-year-old Todd Hines in the 5200 block of North Point Boulevard. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 723, the pick 4, 2998. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinon Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So how will Ravens head coach Jesse Minner mesh with Lamar, the talented yet enigmatic Ravens quarterback, was not in attendance yesterday.
Lamar and I have had multiple conversations. It's been great. It's been great to get to know him. I think relationships take time, and so you don't become the head coach of the Ravens and expect to have a deep relationship with anybody.
Meanwhile, an interesting tidbit from the Minter press conference yesterday was the fact that Minter has kept all the rejection letters that he's received over the years from teams hiring coaches, jobs that he did not get. Minter was asked why he's kept the letters.
Yeah, I've kept those along the way, and I don't think it's more, I think my mindset has shifted maybe in the last 5 or 6 years to away from proving people wrong and more to proving people right. I think become a little bit more of an optimist, positive thinker when you want to prove people right rather than the negative connotation of proving people wrong.
Turning to baseball, with spring training now just 12 days away, one of the big reasons why Pete Alonso was brought to Baltimore in the first place, besides for his big bat, is the leadership that he can provide to a talented but still young clubhouse. As he prepares for spring training, Alonso was asked how and when you dispense that advice to the younger guys.
So for me, it's just being aware of a certain situation, but ultimately it's going out there, it's posting, it's giving everything I have every single night.
Coming up in 30 minutes, a fallback position if Framber Valdez falls through. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Well, our weekend has been in Annapolis, and joining us on our newsmaker hotline from the Baltimore Sun is Mena Ibrahim. Mena, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. So what is the status right now of House Bill 488? The governor testified earlier this week, and it came out of committee. Where does it stand right now? This is the redistricting map that the Governor's Advisory Commission had proposed.
Yeah, that's a great question. The House Bill 488, like you said, moved out of committee earlier this week, and it's now on the House floor. It's being deliberated on the House floor by delegates from across the aisle. We're hearing a lot of debate from the bill sponsor, C.T. Wilson, Delegate C.T. Wilson, and the House Minority Leader, Jason Buckle. They went back and forth a lot yesterday. Jason Buckle was pushing for an amendment that he said would make the bill more fair and more representative of Maryland's population. A lot of the GOP feels that the House bill, as it's currently written, leaves out a lot of Republican voters and a lot of folks on the Eastern Shore and around the Bay Area whose voices are maybe not, they feel not being heard accurately. And we know that it was pushed to another day of debate today. And so we are expected to see at least 3 to 4 more amendments being proposed by House Republicans.
You know, I was watching some of it yesterday, and I saw Delegate Morgan get up and raise a question about whether the Democrats are trying to kind of strong-arm this thing into the state constitution, and that caused a layover until today. Can you tell us anything more about that?
Yeah, so as far as we know at the Sun, we know that they do have another day coming up. I know that a lot of members of the GOP, including Delegate Morgan and Delegate Buckle and Delegate Pippi, have been saying that they feel like this bill is an attempt by Maryland Democrats to push the lone Republican seat in Congress Andy Harris out of Congress, and that a lot of the motivation behind this bill is pressure from national Democrats. A lot of House Republicans and Governor Wes Moore and Senate President Bill Ferguson have denied that and said that they're not being swayed by national Democrats, and that that is not their intention in pushing for this bill. And so, yeah, that's what we know about the bill right now.
Well, Ferguson's, is, I guess, his reservation has been about the lawsuit. He's afraid that, like the last time they did this in 21, a judge ruled that because it crossed the bay and she struck it down, and this one also crosses the bay at the Bay Bridge. So he was worried about the same fate. So how are Democrats trying to allay his concerns? Do you have any reportage on that?
Yeah, as far as it seems like they are upping up the pressure on Ferguson to budge on redistricting. As far as we know, it doesn't seem like he's willing to do any budging on where he stands. He's very firmly against pushing for mid-cycle redistricting in Maryland. We've heard, obviously, the governor himself call out Bill Ferguson, telling him to be pro-democracy, which is kind of the argument that House Democrats have been using. But like you said, Bill Ferguson is very much worried about the litigation that follows and the worry that we might that they might lose another Democrat seat in Congress.
Yeah, that was the concern. It could, in CD6, it could be flipped to two seats now, from a 7-1 to a 6-2. Mena Ibrahim is our Baltimore Sun reporter. We'll get more with her in just a second. Right now, we're going to pause for a traffic and weather on the threes update with the latest, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of an accident coming off the Beltway, the outer loop in the area at Camp Meade Road at 170. The state highway was just looking down that way from the BW Parkway. Could be on the ramp. We've seen a lot of activity. Some of these ramps have a little bit of ice here and there, but it's not causing any backup really on the Beltway. But heads up, if you're crossing the Parkway and you're heading down the Beltway eventually towards I-97 and through that area, another new water main break, this time in the city, and it just keeps adding to the list. This one at Greenmount at Preston Street, northeast of downtown. One in Baltimore County, the new one in the last hour, Old Hartford Road at Putty Hill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, bitterly cold today. Highs in the low 20s. We're back into single digits again tonight. Pretty much the same for the weekend. But the good news is there that nor'easter is going to stay off the coast there, going to stay to the south, so we won't see any of that frozen stuff again for a while. Right now it's partly cloudy, 8 in Glen Burnie, 8 degrees in Baltimore City. On our newsmaker hotline, Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim. And Mena, there was an attempt yesterday by a Harford County delegate, Mary Delaney James, to amend Senate Bill 245, which would eliminate all cooperation with local jurisdictions with ICE. And she was trying to exempt felons or violent criminals. Can you tell us more about that and how that amendment fared?
Yeah, as far as we know, all of the amendments that were pushed on the Senate floor yesterday to amend the two ICE bills that were being proposed were shot down. We know that deliberations are still ongoing, and the House is set to hear the two ICE bills that were also filed in the House as well. And House Minority Leader Jason Buckle signaled to the Baltimore Sun that we're expected to hear 6 to 8 GOP-led bills that would amendments to these bills. We're just expected to hear more of these kinds of deliberations, as we heard from the senator yesterday. It's unclear how the rest of the ones we're expected to hear today are to fare, but all of yesterday's were shot down.
Yeah. You wrote another piece this week in the Sun on how the legislative analysts are looking at other ways to raise revenue here in Maryland during this is budget crisis, and we have the governor's budget, and obviously the legislature can change that. But I was struck by, you said they're looking at decoupling from the One Big Beautiful Bill. And is that something that's been under serious consideration, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, it seems like it is something that they're seriously considering. They are saying that a lot of the shortfall issues in Maryland, obviously we're facing a $1.4 billion budget deficit right now, that the General Assembly and Governor Westmore are attempting to close and have to close by the end of the session. And they're saying a lot of these issues are, DLS is saying a lot of these issues are a direct result of what is coming out of the federal administration and the way it's affecting Marylanders. Obviously, we have a very large population of federal workers, and so it does seem as though like they are attempting to decouple from the One Big Beautiful Bill and bring things back home.
And right now it's all business expensing, we understand, but there's a lot of other stuff in the One Big Beautiful Bill as far as no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, Social Security deductions for seniors, et cetera, that are also part of that. Is that part of the discussion of decoupling?
I think so. I think part of it is also it's looking at local governments. I know a lot of Governor Westmore's plan relies on the $1.8 billion $1.8 billion in cuts and fund transfers to close the bill, and some of that is asking local governments to absorb some of these things, including, you know, teacher retirement costs and freezing some community college fundings and things like that. So they're also looking into things like that.
Very good. Mena, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Mena Ibrahim, who's a Baltimore Sun reporter, will be following your articles in the Baltimore Sun.
Thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate you having me.
That's my pleasure. Thanks again for joining us here this morning. So, again, that's part of our partnership with the Baltimore Sun, their reporters. Men, of course, have wrote some great articles this week, so you should read them in the Baltimore Sun. 410-922-6680. By the way, there is a Ice Out rally going to be held tomorrow. This is by the Baltimore Rapid Response Network. Baltimoreans to rally at City Hall in solidarity with the people of Minneapolis and Ice Watch training. Now, Ice Watch, remember, they're the ones that actually teach to confront ICE agents, okay? To interfere and obstruct with their vehicles to ICE agents. So we have people in Baltimore that are actually advocating to commit felonies. It is a felony to interfere, obstruct, harass in any way, shape, or form a federal law enforcement agent. And that's what they're rallying training to prepare Baltimoreans for ICE Watch. It's going to be at City Hall. And listen to, and again, I'm still working on who's funding who. But it's the Baltimore Rapid Response Network. It's $11.99 SEIU. That's the State Employees International Union or whatever. So that's there are a couple of chapters. There's the $11.99. There's the 32 BJ SEIU. There's Unite Here, Local 7. There's CASA Maryland. That is the radical Open Borders Reconquista organization. Another group called Organizing Black, Advance Maryland, Baltimore Families for Justice, and more again. So we're going to find out exactly who's funding these organizations and hopefully have that for you on Monday's show. But it's, again, the same kind of stuff they did in Minnesota, they're doing now here in Maryland. And if the 287G elimination, and by the way, that bill I think is immediate. If I'm not mistaken, they've asked for it under an emergency exception. Normally, bills take till July 1st or sometimes October 1st. I understand they're asking for an emergency exception. So if it passes, it would take effect immediately. All right? So we could see similar conditions on the ground here in Maryland that they're seeing in Little Mogadishu. So I'll just let you know that. Right now, it's time for Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean, good morning. Happy Friday.
Indeed it is, and it's been a cold week. We're looking for some warming up, so think spring, right? So we've been diving into some of your special programs these past 2 weeks, discussing guaranteeing 100% of the seller's price, your fix-it-to-sell programs, which both give home sellers options to make sure they're making the most amount of money. But there are other sellers out there that may just want a quick cash offer and not have to deal with any buyers at all, right?
Yeah, Sean, you know, especially this time of year with those cold temps you were just talking about, snow on the ground, you know, some sellers just want to get it done. They just want to get it over with as quick as possible, least amount of hassle. But here's an interesting fact. I was talking to an acquisition manager in one of those well-known home buying companies that you hear about in our area. Only about 20% of the homes that they put contracts on actually close.
Wow. That's surprising. And you would think if they put a contract in, it should close with no trouble.
Yeah, yeah, you would think. But the secret that they won't tell you is that their model is to put a contract in on your home and then try to sell that contract to somebody else. So if they offer you, let's say, $200,000, they'll go out and try to get $225,000. And if not, they'll just go ahead and cancel your contract.
Wow. Well, we already know your company doesn't operate like the others, so I take it that's not how it works with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we take a very personal approach with our customer, making sure that they're the ones receiving the most amount of money for their home. So we're not going to make a promise and then try to push them off on somebody else that they don't know.
And, you know, from what you've told me in the past, sometimes when a seller wants a cash offer, you may have a buyer already lined up who will take the home as is and pay 100% or more of market value.
Yes, that's exactly right, Sean. You know, so unlike a typical home buyer that you see on TV, we always give the sellers several options and let them choose what's best for them. So if you'd like to receive multiple cash offers on your home with at least one at 100% of market value, or we'll pay you the difference, you can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, Vinny, stay warm.
All right. Well, you do the same, Sean.
All right. We'll talk to you next Friday. Thanks again.
All right, see ya.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed. Realty, 410-709-7515 or vinnysteele.com. Day 23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the flowing Johnson is here with the update on traffic.
I'd like to get a cash offer right away if I could, please.
You always have cash offers.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
not a lot of them show up all the time, but it's okay. When they do come in, it's fine. The report of the accident, again, some of these ramps, a little suspect from time to time with the snow falling off some vehicles, maybe a little bit of ice here and there. The report of an accident, outer loop at the ramp at Camp Meade Road. So that traffic south of the parkway, it looks like it may be on the ramps. So heads up, I don't see any problem going south. There was a report of some debris on the roadway along I-97 northbound at Benfield Boulevard. Just look through there, and again, looks like there may have been some snow that came off of a vehicle and was in the right-hand lane. I'm looking at the interchange here, 95 Russell Street, 395 at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open, both the tunnels, with the lanes clear on the southbound side. New Rack, Anne Arundel County, heads up for that, Route 32 at the intersection at Route 170. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, cold today, and it's been just bone chilling. I was out yesterday scraping the remainder of the ice off my driveway. I had to do it like in 15-minute segments because it's just too darn cold, man. It's like, it's incredible. Cloudy tonight, low of 6. The weekend, pretty much the same. We don't start warming up till Monday or Tuesday of next week. We'll start seeing low 30s. We might see mid-30s by the end of the week, but it's... That's going to feel like a tropical heat wave compared to what we got right now. It's 9 in the city, and it is 6 degrees in Reisterstown. 8:25 time from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, to celebrate America's 250. America 250 being brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. On this date in history, 1798, the first fight to break out on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives began when one congressman spat in another's face. You think things are bad now, folks, but it was pretty heated back in the day. 1798. 1835, a gunman fired twice on Andrew Jackson, the first attempt on the life of a U.S. president. Jackson was not injured. So on this day in 1968, Viet Cong and NVA forces launched a massive attack known as the Tet Offensive against South Vietnam, the United States, and our allies. And the story is that we actually won that battle, but the way it was reported by Uncle Walter Cronkite made it appear as if we had lost the Tet Offensive. And then that began to lose support for the war in Congress as a result of Uncle Walter's false report. 2003, a U.S. judge sentenced Richard Reed to life in prison for trying to set off plastic explosive in his shoes on a transatlantic flight in 2001. That was the reason why we had to take our shoes off at the airport until recently. And in 2020, World Health Organization officials declared the 2019 novel coronavirus outbreak, later to be dubbed COVID-19, or the China virus, as President Trump used to say, a public health emergency of international concern. And that's the way it was on this date in history. America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:29. It's quizzes call in here before the bottom of the hour. Jamie in Catonsville, good morning.
Oh, hi. I'd just like to chime in about all these woke and liberals that are crying that the kids can't go to school and they've been out of school for, what, a week?
Right.
Where were they when the government shut us down for more than a year?
Bingo. Touche, as they say. Very good, Jamie. Great great point. Yeah, it's like the problem, a lot of these side roads are still not good. I mean, they're not clear. And some of these other roads, you get the right lane disappears all of a sudden. And so, and better safe than sorry. And, you know, they'll make it up the time. But he's absolutely right. Remember, they were out of school for months. With the lockdown for months. And there are surveys and research and studies that show that the children were harmed as a result of it. So keep that in mind. Delegate Nino Maggiano is up next as we go on the House 8:30. Let's get some headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Some Baltimore area school systems remain closed today, while others will open late or operate virtually due to the dangerously cold weather. Schools in Harford and Howard County will be closed, and Carroll County will be on a two-hour delay. Schools in Baltimore City and Baltimore, Anne Arundel, and Cecil counties will offer virtual learning. And Baltimore's emergency declaration remains in effect as the city continues to deal with icy conditions and freezing temperatures. Mayor Scott says snow removal efforts continue with a 24/7 excavation operation to remove snow and heavy ice from the streets. The mayor says the city has mobilized volunteers and partner organizations to help in removing the snow and ice from footpaths where needed. The Baltimore region is under a cold weather advisory until 11 this morning, and the Health Department's Code Blue declaration has been extended until Sunday. And the Maryland AG's office has released a report on the investigations of police-involved fatalities from January 1, 2025 until December 31st of last year. The Independent Investigations Division's report presents case information for 21 investigations, including key statistical data and an examination of the role mental health plays in the cases. During the same year, the IID released 24 investigative reports in cases the Attorney General declined to prosecute.
And the Maryland Senate has advanced a pair of bills related to ICE operations in the state. Senate Bill 1 would limit when law enforcement officers can cover their faces during immigration operations. Senate Bill 245 would ban counties from entering into agreements that allow local jails to screen inmates to find out if they're wanted by ICE and contract federal authorities if they are. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Heads up on the JFX. If you're coming south from Ruxton Road, right at the top of the hill, as you make that last curve and start down towards Old Pimlico Road, there's a broken down vehicle there. Looks like a state highway truck is behind it, and they're crowding the left-hand lane. The problem is the snow cover is still blocking a little bit of that inside shoulder area, so it's crowding that lane, and you may pick up a little bit of a backup there as you're coming south from Ruxton Road, and we'll keep an eye on that. Let me just change the camera here to Ruxton Road. Yeah, it's going to be a little backed up right after Ruxton Road. When you get there, I would be in the center and the right lane as you're going south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. More sunshine coming our way today, but another cold one with highs in the low 20s. Turning mostly cloudy and frigid again tonight with lows nearing 6 degrees. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Well, the biggest reason John Harbaugh isn't here anymore is his inability to advance in the playoffs. Only one championship game appearance despite 7 full seasons with Lamar. The question posed to Jesse Minter yesterday at Owings Mills was, how does he plan to get over that hump?
I really think building a really cohesive team, that all the work that you do leads to being successful in those opportunities. So I think we will create standards that match the goals that we want to achieve, and then work every day tirelessly to get to that point.
Baseball news, another top baseball insider opining on free agent pitcher Framber Valdez's landing spot. Yesterday it was former MLB GM and baseball insider Jim Bowden. Today it's former Mets GM Steve Phillips on the MLB Network.
The Orioles seem to be the top team there, and it makes sense because Michael Elias knows him from his days in Houston. There's a connection there. But the longer it goes, the more it makes you wonder whether somebody surprising jumps in there on it. I can't imagine it goes much further. There's not any more money or years you're going to get from people. The offers are the offers. I'll be shocked if he's not an Oriole.
If Valdez falls through, the Birds have renewed interest in Diamondbacks right-hander Zach Gallen. An interesting Baltimore Sun poll asking the question, who's most responsible for Maryland's poor showing this year in men's basketball? The Terps are 8-12 overall. They're 1-8 in Big Ten play and currently in 16th place in the conference, ahead of only Oregon and Penn State. 29% of respondents said who was responsible, the NIL/transfer portal, 18% Coach Buzz Williams, 14% the school administration, only 9% said the players. Terps begin a 2-game homestand this weekend, hosting 12th-ranked Purdue at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Olympic news, as the Winter Games kick off 1 week from today, American skier Lindsey Vonn, attempting an Olympic comeback at the age of 41, crashed in her final downhill race this morning before the Olympics and was airlifted shifted from the course for medical checks. Vaughn lost control when landing a jump and ended up tangled up in the safety net on the upper portion of the course. Happy heavenly birthday this morning to former Orioles second baseman and manager Davey Johnson, born this day, 1943, passed away in 2025. Johnson was a member of the 66 and 70 championship teams, also managed the Birds to the playoffs in 96 and 97, the only 2 years that he actually managed the club. And on this day in football history, we'll take you back 26 years ago to the day, January 30th of the year 2000, Super Bowl 34, Rams and Titans, Tennessee driving for the game-tying score with time running out.
Final play of the game. In regulation. It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in? No, he cannot.
At the one-yard line, he was stopped. Al Michaels with the call on ABC. The Rams hold off Tennessee 23-16. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week in Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You are on Casey and Company. It is time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione inside the bowels of the General Insane Asylum. Good morning, Nino.
Sean, you're good. Well, good morning. Happy Friday. Yes. It has really been quite a week already in Annapolis, and I've said this previously, how it usually starts slow, but they are just ramming some horrible legislation, and it really shows where their priorities are.
Yeah, we're going to get to them in just a second, but I did want to, because I know you're running for county council, and I did want to get your thoughts on what Republicans and Democrats voted to do with increasing their salaries and their pensions, which I believe is a complete betrayal of the public trust.
Sean, this, thanks for asking this question. And yes, I'm running for the Baltimore County Council. We're working very hard on that election. We're very busy. Of course, people can go to ninoformd.com and they can follow me there. Follow me on social media, by the way. We had 1 million views because we're bringing to light some of the things going on in Annapolis. 1 million views this last month. But anyway, had to get that plug in there. This entire situation, Sean, and to the listening audience with this pay raise and this pension increase in Baltimore County, it's just one word. It is an outrage. The process, it was flawed from the very beginning. And I think that's a point that needs to be highlighted here. I mean, it was a wasteful idea to expand the council, number one. And I'm going to say, because this is where we are now, things really of poor origin, they never improve. That's just life, right? Things that start out so poorly, they rarely improve. And this entire process from the beginning was flawed. And there was zero need to expand the council to begin with, number one. I mean, you could say there really was no need to increase salaries, to increase pensions, or to grow county government. And if you break it down, think about what happened with the council expansion, Sean. The whole thing, what they did was they cut the size of the districts, meaning you cut the workload. You moved the council from part-time to full-time with less workload. So that doesn't make sense to begin with. And then you raise compensations and benefits, again, with less workload. And I go back, things that start of poor origin, they do not improve. And I support a bill that would remove the full-time designation and go back to part-time to restore really where the salaries are at current levels. I mean, I knew when I signed up to run for council what the job paid. And I also support a bill that requires any change in compensation or benefits. That should be left up to the voters to decide. And honestly, Sean, politicians, for rightfully so, have deserved over the years to get this rep of not being trustworthy, self-serving, and this is exactly why. It is stunts like this. That is why people have a negative view on their politicians. They don't trust elected officials, and Baltimore County has had this pay-for-play reputation, and it's moves like this. And every person, elected or not, They knew exactly what the compensation was when they signed on to run for office. There are no secrets. And, I mean, anyone attempting to kind of feather their own nest here really needs to be exposed and held accountable.
Yeah, and I think Mike Hertel is the only honest broker here who voted no on this bill. I think what you have here is, you're right when you talk about the public, again, the self-dealing, and they're trying to play fast and loose with this. Case in point, on the day that the bill to increase pensions passed the council, on that very day, Izzy Patoka introduced the charter amendment bill. And again, they know once it goes to a charter in this county, in this state, I think it's like 95% it's going to pass. Everybody knows this. And then you got people like Julian Jones saying, well, I voted against the full-time. But he voted for the pension increases. So you got a lot of disingenuous, dishonest, self-dealing, rats on the county council, I think. And that's why we need fresh blood, Nino.
Well, Sean, yeah, I mean, this issue should not be swept under the rug at all. There needs to be accountability. I can give you my promise. I would never vote ever to raise my pay or pension benefits. Just never. That's my promise. And, you know, I do not think this issue is going away, and it shouldn't. Voters need to understand what's
going on. Well, where does it stand now on the bill to repeal 4024?
I think they may have introduced that in the work session in the county this week, but that I'm not on.
Not sure where the vote is? Okay. That's Hertel and Patoka trying to cover his butt because he's running for county executive. But, you know, I could say that. You may not want to.
Yeah, I think I had a good conversation with Pat Dyer. I think he's going to try to call in next week. He's got his website running. And I think he has a lot to say on this.
All right. Well, we're here from Pat. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about 287G with Delegate Nino Mangione, who is on the House right now. Traffic, weather on the freeze. And when Chuck here is on the House, he thinks free drinks. Here's Flowing Johnson.
The broken down vehicle on the JFX southbound after Ruxton Road was in the left-hand lane. They pushed it off to the right shoulder now, but there's still some flashing lights. A little bit slow there. I'm looking at what appears to be an incident here right at the ramp southbound I-97 as you're getting into the ramp area there at Route 32. So there's a police car there. It's in the painted out area. It's just kind of grabbing some attention. Not a big deal. Whatever it was is off the roadway at that point. There's a new wreck now in Owings Mills at Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills Boulevard. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and bitterly cold continues today, low 20s, single digits tonight, pretty much the same for Saturday and Sunday. Things begin to warm up Monday and Tuesday of next week. Right now it is cloudy and 9 in Parkville, also 9 in Pasadena, and it is, again, just bitterly cold, so hang in there. At least we don't get the storm this weekend. We're talking with Delegate Nino Mangione, Republican of Baltimore County. Today, the floor vote on the bills to eliminate cooperation with 287G. That's ICE cooperation. Yesterday, one of your colleagues, Mary Delaney James, tried to introduce a bill to exempt jurisdictions when it comes to ICE working with violent criminal felons. And that got swatted down like a bug. So I'm assuming here this thing's going to fly, sail through. Nina, what are you thinking?
Yeah, sad they wouldn't even pass an amendment like that. And it'll be on the House floor today. I mean, this week, Maryland, just another step in the wrong direction, a step in making our state less safe. And the Democrats in the House and the Senate, as you mentioned, they advanced the legislation to end the cooperation with law enforcement and ICE. And I think the Judiciary Committee was 12-7, but we did have bipartisan support. Not that it means it's going to stop, because I say that because it takes courage. And Frank Conway, Delegate Frank Conway, he stood up as a Democrat with us. But with that said, I do sit next to him in committee. He made the right decision. He's a good guy. But the Senate, the vote strictly along party lines. And here's what really matters. Law enforcement came all the way to Annapolis from across the state, and they begged them not to do this. Sheriffs from across Maryland came all the way to Annapolis and explained to them that this 287G, it keeps communities safer by having ICE enforcement happen inside the jails, they are the biggest. It is misleading, if not flat-out lies, from some of the electeds, and especially these activists, by saying that ICE is going around, they're locking them up just because they're brown and black, and they're disappearing. One of the testimonies said they're torturing them. It was outrageous. It's shameful. But they come and they spew this nonsense. All 287G does is they cooperate after an illegal alien, mind you. This person is an illegal alien, and we should never lose sight of the fact of that. But they come and they're arrested, they're in prison, and then they coordinate with ICE, and they may get rid of them, and they deport them, and then hopefully they don't end up back on the streets where ICE has to come in and then do it on the streets like you're seeing in Minnesota. So Democrats, as you mentioned, they added that, or they tried, or Mary Delaney James tried to put that amendment, they shot that down. But then the Democrats as a whole, what they've done, Sean, is made this an emergency clause so that it will take effect immediately after the governor signs it. So this is their priority, getting rid of cooperating with ICE to go after these violent illegal aliens. And not a single Democrat ever mentioned Kayla Hamilton. Not one. Not a single Democrat mentioned any of the Maryland murder victims at the hands of these illegal aliens, the sexual assaults, rapes at the hands of some of these violent illegal alien thugs. That tells you everything. I mean, they've turned Maryland into a sanctuary state. My friend Sheriff Jenkins, he's absolutely right that this bill is unconstitutional. Sheriffs are elected offices. They can't tell them they can't coordinate with ICE, so there's probably going to be a lawsuit. The state legislature, they're stripping the authorities of these sheriffs. And I want to say Godspeed, because I had a good conversation with Sheriff Jenkins in the hallway the other day. He's the type of person you want in as a sheriff, fighting crime, fighting to keep communities safe. And Governor Moore, the Democrats, they care so much more about ideology, Sean, than they do the citizens. But I got to make one very important point that the people should never lose sight of here. This is one of the worst pieces of legislation ever imposed on Marylanders, but this is the underlying issue, again, comes down to illegal aliens. And CASA, the Illegal Alien Front Group, estimates that there are more than 300,000 illegal aliens. Let me put that in perspective, because if CASA says 300, Sean, it's probably a lot more. But that is more than 18 Maryland counties. There are more illegal aliens in this state than there are citizens in all of Frederick, all of Carroll, all of Harford or Charles County. And every year since I've been in this legislature, every single year, they have passed bills like this that make it more welcoming, a sanctuary for illegal aliens. It is terrible policy.
Yeah, what this will do is this will create conditions on the ground like Minnesota was going through prior to them cutting an agreement with Tom Holman. Got about a minute or a minute and a half left. I want to talk a little about redistricting. Delegate Matt Morgan got up on the floor yesterday, pointed out, it seems to me that the Democrats are they trying to strong arm and bundle the redistricting map into the state constitution?
It looks like that. So in terms of redistricting, I want to make one point, though. I'm not sure. I was just brought, this was brought to my attention last night. Governor Moore made some comments when he testified, which is very rare. I'm not against it if the governor wants to testify. But I'm going to have more to say about this later when we have more time, and especially on my social media. But I just want to say that I am disgusted and outraged and never thought that I would see the day that the governor of Maryland would stoop to a level like this, behave like this. It is nationally embarrassing for him to race bait like he did. I'm not sure if you have seen his comments on this issue. His flat-out lying, he went on, his quote was that it's not lost on me that he's the only black governor and the third elected black governor in the country. He said, I will not sit quiet while the federal government tries to silence, he says, Marylanders and eliminate black leadership across the country. That is insulting. That race baiting is just, there's no place for it. And it's flat out lying. He is the one trying to eliminate Republican voices in the state of Maryland. There are over a million Republicans, and he is the one who is trying to get rid of any Republican representation in our Congress, or congressional representation, I should say, in Maryland. And it is a stunning lack of leadership and a pathetic attempt to divide people along racial lines by making those comments. It's reckless, dishonest. It's terrible for Maryland. I wish I had more time to dive into it, but I just wanted to say...
I'm sure he will next week, but, you know, at least he didn't vote himself a pension or salary increase.
This is what we're getting out of
America. Yeah. All right, Nino. Have a great weekend.
Sean.
All right, that's Delegate Nino Mangili going on the House. By the way, word just in, Don Lemon has been arrested. We'll have the details for you in just a moment on Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
All right, time once again for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Firefighters in Fort Worth, Texas saved a bunch of homeless people from cold temperatures this week. There's a photo of one firefighter carrying a guy on his back to get him to the hospital. He was one of several people they carried out. Here are first responders Luis Montoya and Chris Province talking about rescuing people from the cold.
There's just a lot of weight to carry in the slippery conditions, so it took both of us. As Luis had him on his back, I was having to help support and push up the hill just so we wouldn't go back down.
Just get it to the top. Get him to the top and get him warm. He was crying on my shoulder. He was telling me he wasn't feeling good. I just told him, just hang on. We're almost there. We're almost to the truck. We're almost going to get you warm.
First responders, congratulations and thank you once again. Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Final report of the day from Flowing Johnson.
Nice visual just about 2 minutes ago. Big container ship coming in to the bay and underneath the Bay Bridge and then working his way north, of course, into the harbor. So that was a nice visual with the clear skies and everything. A little nerve-wracking for some people, I'm sure, but clear now. So he's on his way up eventually into the Patapsco. We just got word the traffic lights are malfunctioning in Randallstown. They may be out. Could be a power outage at Liberty Road, at McDonough Road, so definitely be on the lookout for that. Number of water main breaks in and around both in the city and in the county, so definitely be aware anywhere there's a water leak, that's going to be ice throughout the day. All the major interstates are fine. We're clear for the wrap-up at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, continued bitter cold temperatures, sunny today, low 20s, tonight single digits, cloudy and cold, but no storm is going to stay off to our south, so we got no more frozen stuff, and Kim is ecstatic about that. Stevensville right now, 15. And it is 10 in Middle River. Did you bring any warm weather back from you from Florida?
I did not. And it actually wasn't that warm. It was funny. I arrived down there in Palm Beach. And, of course, I got off the flight. And Alex, who picked me up, he said, I'm so sorry that it's so cold down here. It was 68 degrees.
Oh,
I said,
I'll take it.
Alex, it's currently 9 degrees where I just came from. So, yeah, I wish it was warmer down there. But, yeah. That warm weather felt good for even just a split second.
Initial reaction reports now just out. Don Lemon has been arrested.
Oh, you know, I didn't see that.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Broke. According to grand jury, hands down indictment on Don Lemon last night. No word on charges yet, but he's already hired Abby Lowell, who is a very, very expensive attorney.
Yes, he's loaded. He seems to be
Hunter Biden's attorney.
Yeah, this guy's got a lot of money. I did not hear about that, and so that's interesting because people were actually texting in the show when we were talking about him at that church, and they were saying that he was coordinating with that organization.
Yeah,
and they said it was clear to them that he was on the inside. So they must have, whether it's text messages, emails, I would assume that that's...
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll talk. Well, gosh, I'll continue to read on that one. Of course, we're going to talk about Tom Hoban in Minnesota, how the tone has completely changed since he arrived. Yesterday, we were going to have Tory Snow with his op-ed in the Baltimore Sun, but I wasn't here, so he'll be here today at 10 a.m. And then also, we're going to talk about, of course, what's going on in Annapolis, but more so the proposed budget. I did like a compare and contrast between here, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, and it is shockingly different. Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania is doing a phenomenal job compared to West Warren. So we're going to talk about all the differences there.
You're on the Shapiro train, are you?
No, I'm not. But you know what? Because West Warren, I think he thinks that he has this in the bag as far as the Democrat primary, the way that he acts around here. Shapiro is spending way less money. Population-wise, I guess we have a little over 6 million in Maryland.
Yeah.
They have over 13 million people in Pennsylvania, and they're spending $20 billion less.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that.
Okay, great. Coming up.
Thank you.
On Kim Classic Live, which is coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Well, more Trump derangement. Ice-T has changed his lyrics from his 1992 song Cop Killer to Ice Killer. During a recent performance, Florida has revoked a nursing license for a nurse who said he wouldn't perform anesthesia for MAGA patients. You just wonder how prevalent this really is. And they also revoked another nursing license for a nurse who wished severe injuries on Caroline Leavitt. So then there's sociopath Giancarlo Esposito. If you ever watched Breaking Bad, he was in that. He is a Latino actor. And it sounds like he is calling for open revolution here in the United States.
This is time for a revolution. It's time for it, and they don't even know that's what they're starting. You know, some very rich old white men are exerting their power to suppress our own people, thus creating a feeling of civil war in the streets, preparing the hate, the haters to hate, teaching them how to shoot. They're not even trained right to kill. This is all a preparation for a very insidious problem that's happening in our world. And for me, I have to speak out that we will not be iced out. This is not going to happen. They can't take us all down. If the whole world showed up on Putin's doorstep or on the Iranian's doorstep or in Washington, it would they'll kill 550 million, however, but the rest of us would survive with a new... This is time for a revolution. It's time for it. And they don't even know that's what they're starting.
Wow. This is time for revolution. If the whole world showed up in Washington, they'd kill 500 or 50 million. The rest of us would survive. The rest of us know you. Us would survive. You can bet he'd survive. There's no one in history of this planet who enjoys more privilege than people like Giancarlo Esposito. His life is one of wealth, freedom, fame, awards, self-expression, the affection of millions. And what does he want in return? He wants you and I to pay the deadly cost. This is how bad, infected this Trump derangement syndrome. And this is I think the pandemic is more dangerous than COVID-19. Have a great weekend. See you Monday morning. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.